Garcia, Operation Desert Storm. Now we invite all veteran connected to the military personnel in the audience to please stand with us and be recognized for your service. Thank you for your service to our great nation. Jason Seven, Roxy's president and general manager of the Midland Pipeline.
Hello, and welcome to Roxy 9 at the ballpark. I'm Jason Seven, president and general manager of Roxy's Midland Basin Operations. And I'm so excited to be here tonight with over 1,000 Roxy employees, family members, and guests to watch the Midland Rockhounds take on the Frisco Roadrunners. This is Roxy's first permanent base in Night at the Ballpark since 2019. That was 3 years ago. And we have been waiting a long time for the chance to come back in person together. Since the last time we were here, each of us, our families, the Midland community, and the world as a whole has faced challenges and changes that we never could have imagined. I'm happy to say that thanks to the dedication of nearly 2,000 employees working across the Permian Basin, Roxy has risen to those challenges every step of the way. With constant focus on protecting, supporting, and elevating our employees and communities of the Midland Empire. And today, we are here and moving toward a brighter future together. Roxy is committed to supporting our military service members. And we owe tremendous gratitude to the thousands of doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, police, and sheriff officers to keep our community safe. On behalf of Oxy and the entire Permian Basin, we thank you. And so tonight, we have invited some special guests from the Midland First Responder community to join me on the field as we go to the first pitch for me together. To Roxy's employees, families, guests, and the Midland community here with us tonight, I'm thrilled to say welcome back to the ballpark and let's go Rockhounds. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining Roxy on the field for the honorary first pitch, please welcome Midland Fire Department Chief Chuck Blumenauer. And next we have Midland County Sheriff David Kreiner. And representing Oxy, here's Jason Seven. Now let's welcome the umpires for tonight's game, sponsored by Excel Weed Control. Behind home plate tonight, Tyler Demeter. First base umpire, Ty Krause. And third base umpire, Pete Hawkington. Now taking the field, your 2022 Rockhounds.
Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
Number 25,
Warm and a little bit breezy in West Texas for game number four of a six-game series between the Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. My goodness, what a ball game last night. You say 6-1 was the final, and it was, but my goodness, not the average road to that finish. A 1-0 game to the top of the ninth in 1 hour 44 minutes, and Frisco busted it loose with a 6-run ninth. We welcome you. Rockhounds have just taken the diamond. Let's get a little something adjusted here on this end. We are now ready to go. And we have got a huge group of youngsters who are going to sing the Star Spangled Banner here in a moment. Multi-hued, and let's see, 6 different color T-shirts. And here they are with the Star Spangled Banner. Wow, that was great. Oh, goodness. I don't know how many are in that bunch, but that was absolutely outstanding. Boy, they were paying attention to the director, too. My mom was a church choir director for a long, long time, and, man, that's not an easy job. These were youngsters, Hillander School and the choir. Just gorgeous. Well, well done. Well, the Riders have taken 2 out of 3. Including, again, a 6-run ninth inning last night. Remarkable ball game. Pitch clock, tip of the cap, and now game four of the set. A couple of left-handers will go at it. Ty Damron to the mound for the Rockhounds. Has to wait for the kids. And the kids, now as they break out of their formation behind home plate, they get to about the Rockhounds' dugout, and then they start sprinting. So they are running down the sideline. Ty Damron without a win or a loss, an 8.10 ERA. And Cody Bradford, left-hander, will oppose him for the Riders. Cody 1-1, a 10.80 ERA, top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. So a couple of left-handers will go at it in this ballgame. Again, the Riders have taken 2 out of 3. They've won twice by 5 runs, completely different games, of course. They ran away and hid pretty quickly on Wednesday night, 10-5. And then last night, the rally in the ninth inning with a couple of big, big swings at the bat, 2 home runs, and a 6-1 victory for the first-place Rough Riders. Ty Damron into his warm-up tosses. Bright sun shining in the Permian Basin. Left-hander out of Texas Tech throws the first pitch of the game right after this for Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
92 degrees this Friday evening. Welcome, by the way, to your weekend. You know, get into baseball season, and it's all I know is, well, it's game four of the series. But, yeah, for a lot of planet Earth, it is actually the weekend. So, TGIF to you. The breeze is actually, now, for a lot of places, this would be a windy day. For West Texas, not so much. 14 miles per hour. That can still affect the baseball game, of course. But by standards from this part of planet Earth, that is not bad at all. So, 92 degrees and the wind blowing out toward left field at 14 miles per. Ty Damron on the mound, and he will face Jonathan Ornelas. Boy, he's had a good series. Here is Ty Damron. Here's Jonathan Ornelas, and we'll play some baseball. First pitch down and in for ball one. Boy, straight up 7 o'clock. Nicely done. Even with the the kids' choir. They hustled off the diamond. I love that hustle. 1-0 pitch, way inside, almost got him, two balls and no strikes. Ornelas is the shortstop. He leads it off. Josh Stowers is in the lineup in center field. He will bat number two, Josh Stowers. Dustin Harris, boy, he swung the dickens out of the bat last night, batting third in left field, Dustin Harris. 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that from Dameron. Count goes 2-1 to Ornelas. Jonathan up to 388 based on an outstanding series here. He's second in the league in hitting. Takes low and in for a ball. Three balls and one strike to the right-hander hitting shortstop. Middle third of the order, Blaine Krim is at first base batting in the cleanup spot. Blaine Krim at first. 3-1 to Ornelas. A swing and a miss. Count goes full 3-2. Justin Foscue, who had the game-tying base hit last night. Foscue batting fifth at second base. Justin Foscue. Sandro Fabian, the designated hitter, will bat sixth. Sandro Fabian, the DH. 3-2. Back door, just wide. Ball four. So, no leadoff walk for Ornelas. One man on, nobody down. Stowers to the plate. Josh at 3-0-2 to start the year. Kellen Strom gets the start in right field. He'll bat number seven. Kellen Strom is in right. Trey Hare was just activated off the injured list, I believe, yesterday, and he is in the lineup. Trey Hare batting eighth at third base. First pitch swing, foul back off the bat of Stowers. Count is 0-1. And Connor Piatto will be the catcher. He is new, just joined the team today. So Piatto is off the airplane and in the lineup. Matt Watley placed on the injured list for the Riders. Swing and a miss. A good changeup, and the count quickly 0-2 to Stowers. Josh, no home runs. Couple of runs driven in. Right-handed hitter facing Dameron from the left side. Tie with a pitch. Ran it down and in. Blocked by catcher William Simonite. One ball and two strikes. So Ornelas, Stowers, and Harris up top. Krim, Foscue, and Fabian in the middle. Strom, Hare, and Piatto. We'll round it out for the Rough Riders. 12-6 on the year. First place team in the South Division of the Texas League. Breaking pitch. Didn't mean to. Stowers just fouls it right at the plate. Just a little tiny, almost just a flick of the wrist. Not even really much of a checked swing. So one on with nobody down. Ornelas hasn't run a bunch on the year. He has one steal in as many attempts. Frisco has been very good on the base paths in this series. 1-2 stretch. Pitch. Just low and in. Had to sneak a fastball by him, and it didn't miss by a bunch. Two balls and two strikes to count. It's the number that just jumps out at you off the stat sheet on the Riders is the home-road split. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking pitch down and in. One man down, so a walk and a whiff for the former Red Raider. And here's Dustin Harris. The Riders are 4-5 at home. And they have also played 9 games on the road entering tonight's play. They are 8-1 when playing out of the suitcase. The only loss came opening night in this series. Dustin Harris, left-handed hitter. Runner plus doesn't go. Danced off the bag anyway. Pitched down and away. Harris went 3-for-5 last night. Could easily have been 5-for-5. Former A's farmhand. Might well have been a member of the Rockhounds this year instead of the Riders. Takes down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-1. He's involved in the deal that sent Mike Minor from the Rangers to the A's. And Dustin wasn't really a high-profile guy at that point. Obviously talented, but not as much as he has become. Pitched down low for a ball. It's 2-1. It was Baseball America's prospect report on him said that he surprised observers both in and out of the Rangers organization with his play after coming over in the trade. Really good contact hitter and developing power as well. 2-1 pitch. Bounced foul wide of first base, 2-2. 316 and 15 games coming in. Couple of home runs, 13 driven in for the left-handed hitter. Foul ball retrieved. Pitch clock reset. Sun is very bright. Shadow is just stretching now out to the pitcher's mound. Dameron's delivery, breaking ball just down, 3-2 the count. With a 7 o'clock start already now to that point where the baseball right off the fingertips goes from that very bright sunshine into the shadow. Home plate up past first base. In shadow, everything else in the sunshine. Runner goes, pitch swung on, hit high in the air, fly ball to right field, not deep. Shane Selman coming in, and he will make the catch for the out. So this time, Harris harmlessly flies out to right field. Ornelas, Stowers, and Harris up top. Krim, Foscue, and Fabian, then Strom, Hare, and Piatto, if I did not repeat. Rockhounds in left field have Jake Suttleson. The center fielder is Devin Boyle. And, man, making that catch in right was Shane Selman. Now the batter, Blaine Krim, right-handed hitting first baseman. Takes a good breaking pitch. Floats over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Zach Geloff at third base. Jeremy Ironman is at short. Max Schumann at second base. And Chase Calabuia will be the first baseman tonight. Swinging a foul straight back quickly, an 0-2 count now to Krim. Blaine at 286 with a home run and 8 driven in. William Simonite doing the catching for the Hounds in this game. Jordan Diaz will be the designated hitter. Bobby has a four-man bench, Bobby Crosby does, but only two guys available for tonight. 0-2, runner goes, pitch is taken, throw down to second base. Oh, they got him! Boy, that's a close play. I think Ornelas thought he beat it. But the catch and the tag, they caught stealing, so the inning will come to an end. Good, strong, low throw by William Simonite. So it's no runs or hits, and on the caught stealing with the walk, nobody left on base. Happening in the books, Friday night baseball underway. Village Car Wash score, Crisco nothing. And against the left-hander, Cody Bradford, not Chad Bradford. He's already made the big leagues, thank you. Against lefty Cody Bradford, Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Cody Bradford, baseball in hand. We go to the bottom half of inning number one. Crisco with a scoreless top of the first, and Max Schumann stands in. He takes up and away, and the bottom of the first underway. Schumann at second base. Handled the throw on that caught stealing a moment ago. So Max leading it off. Had a tough series against the Riders. Swings and misses, comes up empty, and the count is one ball, one strike. Chase Calabuig on deck. He's the first baseman. Chase in the number two spot. And Zach Geloff will bat third and play third. Zach Geloff, Hounds third baseman. Pitch to Max. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty, 1-2. Devin Boyle, the center fielder, will bat cleanup. Devin Boyle in center. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, will bat number five. Jeremy at short. And Jordan Diaz batting sixth, the designated hitter. Jordan Diaz, the DH. Max stepping out for a moment, allowed by the umpire. Swing and a miss, boy, and up and down on strikes. It has been a tough series for Max Schumann. Max just 1 for 12 in the series. Chase Calabuig to the plate. He's 0 for 10. This ball club came in leading the league. The Hounds have actually led the league in hitting since day one until yesterday. Only had 3 base hits. Amarillo now is first in the league. The Hounds are second in hitting. team batting average. Called strike on the outside corner to Chase, and it's 0-1. William Simonite batting seventh, the catcher who made that good throw a moment ago. William Simonite behind the dish in the seventh spot. Breaking pitch, got there, right to the knees, called strike, tough pitch, 0-2. Left fielder Jake Settleson batting eighth, Settleson the left fielder, and Shane Selman in right, batting ninth in play in the ninth spot, Shane Selman. 0-2, woo, up and in, and did it get him? Yep, I think it brushed him, so Calabuig will indeed take his base. Chase knew it. Now, again, Jared Gettert's going to come out and make sure that that ball hit Chase and not the bat. There was an audible sound involved there. Home plate umpire is our crew chief, Trevor Daniger, and he says the ball hit Chase. Frisco manager not so sure, and yeah, he's going to have him talk this over. So obviously has a pretty valid point. The umpires will huddle between the pitcher's mound and the first baseline. Trevor Daniger is our crew chief. He's from Maplewood, Missouri. Ty Krause at first base. Ty from Glendale, Arizona. And our third base umpire is Pete Talkington from Bellevue, Nebraska. And they are talking about it. Nope, they say it did hit him. So Jared is really not convinced at all. So he's going to discuss this a little bit further and a little bit more pointedly. So he is really sure that that ball hit the bat and not the batter. Judging from the sound, I think he might have a point, and he's a little more heated now. So, Jared, this isn't a yell-at-you type of argument, but I think Jared was very definitely convinced that that ball did not hit Chase Calabuie. So on an 0-2 pitch, Chase will reach first base. Each team with a free pass here in the first inning. Here's Zach Geloff. Takes over the inside part of the plate at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Zach at 329. And a big base hit last night, a double that turned into the game's first run in the bottom of the seventh inning. 0-1 stretch, right-handed hitter Waits takes well outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Zach, two home runs and 10 driven in. And, of course, we've been saying the two home runs since day one. Hit two home runs in his first double-A ball game, one of them a grand slam. The 1-1 pitch looked high in the air, a pop-up into shallow right field. Out is Foscue. I think it'll be the right throw. The wind took it, and on the move, Strom makes the catch. Good concentration by Kellen. Wind looks like it might be a little stronger than the 14 miles an hour that is indicated. Of course, just that might be measured just a little down the road, whatever have you. But that one looked like that one really moved a lot in the breeze, and Strom had to turn it on a little bit to get there. But get there he does. Two men down. Here's Devin Foyle. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Cody Bradford, fourth start of the year for the Riders. Fastball swung on and missed. Devin at 296, two home runs, 11 driven in. Base runner Chase Calabuig, although that was up for discussion. Pitch down the middle, but low. Fastball at 92. It's one ball, one strike. Cody out of Baylor, 2018 Big 12 Pitcher of the Year, in fact, with the Bears, and then missed some time in his draft season due to injury. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball got there. Called strike. We spotted that pitch perfectly. One and two, the count. Slender lefty facing Devin Foyle with one on, two out, no score here in the first. Bradford set, looks at the runner. Left-hander set, and he'll toss to first base. Calabuig not a whole bunch of a lead there. Cody, by the way, is a Texan. He's from Aledo, Texas. 24-year-old left-hander. Looking for the exit sign here in the bottom half of the first inning. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball away. Count squares to Devin at two balls, two strikes. Shadow pretty well past the pitcher's mound now, so between pitcher and hitter, ball is not darting out of the sun into the shadow any longer. Left side of the infield and left field are battling the sun. 2-2, drops to the dirt, down and away. Three balls, two strikes. Well, you almost forget it's, well, barely April. I guess, what, one more day, but 90-plus yesterday, 92 today. It's start time here at 7 o'clock. 3-2 count. Caleb Wigg will run with a pitch. Two down in the inning. He runs. The pitch is swung on and fouled away, and we'll do it again on 3-2. Amarillo, by the way, was a winner last night. They rallied back to post a victory, so the Riders continue to lead the Sod Poodles by two games. Rockhounds are three games back. Corpus Christi, four games, and San Antonio, a half dozen back. 3-2 pitch, sliced foul down the left field side into a brilliant blue sky. That's heading for the grass berm, I think. Oh, yep, and an easy souvenir. So three balls, two strikes to count again. Now San Antonio, they had to wait till their second home series to win a game at Nelson Wolf Stadium, thanks to the Frisco Rough Riders, who swept them in a six-gamer. San Antonio defeating Springfield last night in the Alamo City. 3-2 count. Pitch on the way. Ball hit toward right field. Little looper. That is going to drop. It's a fair ball. Around second for third is Cattleman. Coming for two is Devin. The throw's got a chance, and he is out. They tried to get a little bit greedy right there, so Devin Foyle, a little kind of a soft line drive down the right field line, but that's nicely retrieved by Strom. Throw to Ornelas is in plenty of time, and Devin is out. So the Rockhounds get no runs on a hit and a hit by pitch. No errors, and a man is left on base. After one, Village Car Wash score. The Hounds nothing. The Riders nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at
Widener.com. Blaine Krim was at the plate when the caught stealing ended the first inning, so he will lead it off here in the top of inning number two, facing Ty Dameron. Wind by the left-hander, Ty delivers, and a bouncer toward third base, going to be the shortstop. Jeremy Ironman, edge of the grass, has to hurry, throws, and a good reach by Calabuig to make the catch. Chase is left-handed, and I was thinking that because Jordan Diaz has been playing first base, and Jordan is only 5'9", and in fact is right-handed. I don't know if he would have been able to snag that particular throw, and Jeremy Ironman really had to hustle to make that play, so Blaine Krim bounces out short to first on the first pitch of the inning. Here's Justin Foscue. It's a good fastball, called strike from Dameron, 0-1 from Ty. 226 batting average, had the game-tying RBI in last night's game. Takes over the inside corner, called strike, an aggressive pitch there by Dameron. Count goes 0-2. Doubled home pinch runner Josh Stowers, to tie the game in the ninth inning last night at 1. And then all heck broke loose. Pitch down low for a ball, it's 1-2. Riders got a two-run home run from David Garcia. And a three-run home run from Dustin Harris. First of the home runs gave them the lead. The second really put it away for sure. Foul ball, good protective swing. Foscue protecting the outside corner. Punched that ball foul down the right field side. Past the bag at first. Sandro Fabian will be next here in the second inning. Tied with the wind and the 1-2 pitch. Just down and in for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Guys on the left side of the infield, Zach Geloff at third base, Jeremy Ironman at shortstop, looking right into the sun. Likewise, left fielder Jake Suttleson, 0-2. A 2-2 punch, foul again. Back to the screen, hit the screen and carries back out toward home plate. Still two balls, two strikes to count, 2-2. Justin Foscue off to a kind of a late start, but yeah, he's a really good prospect, top 10 in every rating system you see for the Rangers. Takes down and in and does the right-hand hitter. Count goes 3-2 now. Full count. Facing native Texan Ty Dameron. Ty out of Crum High School in Crum, Texas. 3-2 pitch. Line drive just over the glove of Ironman into left center field for a base hit. Suttleson over to make the play. Foscue gives a look. He will hold on at first base. Well, line drive, and that's tough, too, because that ball just coming out of a big old ball of fire, that sun over the roof of the ballpark, but that was a line shot by Foscue. Solid base hit to left center field. First hit of the game for the Riders. One on with one down near Sandro Fabian. Got a good series. Right-handed hitter takes a breaking pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. Said it in a while, just looking over the information on Ty Dameron. He was actually drafted by the Dodgers out of high school. 13th rounder. Pitch to the outside corner is just low and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One thing I had not noticed before, he was the only one of the Dodgers' top 15 draft choices in that 2013 draft that did not sign with L.A. Instead went to Texas Tech, did Ty. 2-0 pitch, boy, that one just slipped away right off the fingertips, way up and away, 3-0. A dangerous scenario here. Fabian at 297 overall, 4-for-12 in the series with a home run, 2 driven in. Pitch, he'll get there, called strike, 3-1. When all was said and done, really about the only thing that changed for Ty was he got a college education before being drafted again, very similar round. 3-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. A medium-range pitch at 88 miles an hour, and Fabian swung right through it. So 3-2. Left-hander on the mound, Justin Foscue, the base runner. Count is full with one man down. We'll see if he's going. He is. Pitch is taken. Called third strike, and a throw, and you betcha. Strike him out, throw him out. Inning is over. William Simonite comes up with another. That's two caught stealings in as many innings. So a different kind of Diamondback energy double play, and Ty Dameron is fine with that as he is out of the inning on a strikeout. So we go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score remains the Riders nothing, the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Jeremy Ironman leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score. William Simonite has been big behind the plate. The way the box score reads right now, by the way, he's going to get an extra assist or put out. I'm not sure which. First delivery to Jeremy will settle in for a called strike. The online play-by-play for that caught stealing, I don't know if we're correcting it right now or not, but catcher has both an assist and a put-out. I don't think that's probably the way it's going. Swing and a miss, and Jeremy down in the count now, 0-2. It had it William Simonite to Max Schumann to William Simonite. So I don't think so. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball hit in the air to left center field. Boy, on an 0-2 pitch, Jeremy's going to get that ball all the way to the wall in the gap in left center field. Boy, that pitch was middle out at the very least, and Ironman just turned on it and yanked it. Jeremy went 0-4 in last night's game, but he was 4 for his first 8 in the series. And, man, that is just a tremendous swing of the bat. That's an 0-2 pitch. Boy, we've seen a lot. Yeah, I don't think it's just the power of suggestion. I think we have really seen, boy, a higher number than normal of 0-2 counts and 0-2 pitches specifically, or at-bats that start with an 0-2 and damage done. So Ironman is on. Leadoff double. Here's Jordan Diaz. DH in this game is Jordan. Wearing those trademark orange batting gloves. Swinging a foul straight back. Count is 0-1. No balls in the strike. Well, the Rock has a lead runner here in scoring position. Jeremy Ironman came in at 265. The double is his seventh. Seventh extra base hit. Forgive me. Four doubles, three home runs. 0-1 pitch, lifted high and foul. Diaz out in front of that one on the off-speed pitch from Cody Bradford. Bases on balls have been the only number that's a little out of profile, if you will. He's given up 12 hits in 11 and two-thirds innings coming in, so basically one hit per inning. But he's walked 8 and struck out 11 coming into this. So the whip is high at 1.71. Pitch to Diaz, swing and a miss. Boy, he rung him up on 3 pitches. Another off-speed delivery got him. So Jordan up and down on strikes. Second strikeout for Bradford. Ty Dameron also with 2 strikeouts early. And here's William Simonite. Boy, a couple of caught stealings for the Hounds catcher in this game. Hounds just faced Wichita last week on the road, and Simo actually threw out a Wichita base runner, which has been done only 3 times. Swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1. 2.22 average, no home runs and 9 driven in. That time I think Wichita was, 26 out of 29 on the bases. But one of the 3 was William Simonite, and he's thrown out 2 base runners in this game. 0-1 pitch, ground ball up middle, got a chance, and it's a base hit in the center field, and that will bring home the run. Got down between second and short, ground ball with a will to get into center. It does, and the Rockhounds are on the board. Simo with his 10th RBI. And it's kind of an interesting deal because his batting average now gets a base hit here. And remember, we're so early in the year, and we're talking about home and road splits. So number of ABs is pretty low. But he came into this game 3-for-14 at home, but with 7 runs batted in. That is his 8th ribby in this ballpark. Hounds lead 1-0. Here's Jake Settleson. Takes high and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. So William Simonite brings home Jeremy Ironman. The leadoff double turns into a run on the ribby by the Hounds catcher. 1 ball, no strikes. Settleson waits. Pitch to Jake. Swings fly ball center field. Pretty well straight away. Stowers is right there in his tracks to make the catch. 2 down in the frame, and here's Shane Selman. Shane at 185, and of course, early in the season, I mean, numbers are very low in terms of number of at-bats, et cetera, et cetera. Shane is 5-for-27, but of his 5 base hits, 3 have been home runs. Right-handed hitter, he's the right fielder. Big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 0-1 to count. Simonite, the base runner, with 2 men down. Bradford set. The left-hander pitches and just missed the outside corner. Count goes 1-1. And Cody out of Baylor. former Baylor Bear. The Rangers really liked him, even with the injuries in his draft season. 1-1 pitch. Drops just low. Count goes two balls and a strike. He missed a lot of time in the 2019 collegiate season, but the Rangers still drafted him in the sixth round. Now with a good mix of pitches. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that ball ripped, but fair foul. Left field side, that is a foul ball by no more than, boy, a foot, maybe two. Boy, Shane flat jumped on that, but just drilled it foul. And Baseball America, their review of Cody as a prospect, again, top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. No one pitch that will necessarily blow you away. That will not be the case tomorrow, by the way, when Jack Leiter goes to the mound for Frisco. But just a really good combination of pitches. Very solid left-hander is Bradford. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball at 92, and that's where he has topped out in this game. But that got the job done. And Shane Selman is out on strikes, third strikeout for the Frisco left-hander. The Hounds get a run on a couple of base hits, and after two complete Village Car Wash score, we'll read the Rockhounds 1, Frisco nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Top half of the third on a warm and not overly breezy. Just for West Texas, it's light wind. But a little bit on the breezy side for normal planet Earth qualification. As we go to the third inning, bottom third of the order, the Riders have had two base runners, but both have been caught trying to steal a base. So it'll be Kellen Strom, the right fielder, then Trey Hare, the third baseman just activated yesterday, and Connor Piatto, who has just joined the team today. And again, for Riders fans, Matt Watley, the outstanding defensive catcher, was placed on the injured list, the seven-day injured list. So Connor Piatto flew in today and grabbed the uniform, and he's behind the plate. Will bat third in this inning. Top of the third, Kellen Strom, right-handed hitter, draws a lot of walks, not hitting for high average. Swings, fly ball. Well, he might this time. That ball hit deep to center field. That's going to get way over the head. And that ball get out of here. That is out of here. My goodness, did he tee off on that. Kellen Strom's first home run of the season. And, folks, I'm telling you, that ball was drilled. It went out between the straightaway center field, which is a little over 400 feet, and there's a 384 sign in the power alley. That ball went out between them, and Kellen Strom ties the game. And that is through a cross and slightly inward wind. Absolutely teed off on that. When that ball jumped off the bat, it looked like it would be over the head of Hound center fielder Devin Foyle, but boy, I didn't think it would get out of the ballpark, but it did. That is a poke. Here's a swing and miss by Trey Hare. Quick 0-1 count. So just that quickly, one swing and one impressive swing, and we have a 1-1 game. Swing and a pop foul, left field side. This is fair or foul. Let's see, that ball is going to drop. It's a fair ball just inside the line. Boy, very nearly a double, but Hare will hold on there. He took a turn at first base. That ball just dropped between Zach Geloff and left fielder Jake Settleson, just barely inside the line. That's just one of those little Texas leaguers right down the line. So a base hit for Trey Hare. So one ball that is launched and one that is blooped. They both go for base hits. Riders tie the ball game. Last six Crisco runs have scored via the home run. Kellen Strom's first of the season. Pitch outside from Dameron for ball one. One ball, no strikes. This is Connor Piatto, left-handed hitting catcher. And just joining the club today. Well, I'm kind of replaying that home run in my mind. That was an impressive swing of the bat, as it turns out. Pitch right down the middle to Piatto, and the count goes 1-1. Top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas on deck. This ballpark, in terms of home runs, has a pretty wide range of what you have to do to get the ball out of the ballpark. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Boy, Piatto with a big cut at that. Almost spun out of his shoes. One ball, two strikes. But anywhere from straightaway center field to either power alley, it really takes a good, strong swing of the bat to get it out. Pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes 2-2. Simonite with a good play there to stop that breaking pitch, which was way outside. Base runner is Trey Hare. Pitch to Piatto, swung on and missed. Breaking pitch, and he got him to chase it. So one man down on the third strikeout for Ty Dameron. One on with one man down. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. He walked and was caught trying to steal a base his first time up. We'll walk first time, so he is still, my goodness, what a series he has had. 6-13. No home runs, 5 driven in, and he's bumped that average up just shy of 400. Pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jonathan comes into the game at 388. Riders have swung the bat well. They out-hit the Rockhounds yesterday 11-3, but didn't score until the ninth inning. Takes down and in for a ball. Not by much. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. So Ty Dameron now 3 base hits in 2 2/3 innings. The hit total has been the number that kind of jumps out at you. Ty with good command. He doesn't walk a lot of batters. He did walk Ornelas to start this game. 2 balls, no strikes. That pitch way outside, ball 3. So something about Ornelas perhaps that is Ty missing here. But it's the base hits. In his first 3 starts, 10 innings, 20 base hits. And obviously that's easy math. That's 2 hits per inning. Ground ball sharply hit left side, base hit. So 2 men on and 1 man down. Ornelas continues. Amazing series. Hitting 500 now, 7-14 in the series, and flirting with 400 on the season. So the 4th base hit, 3rd of the inning. 2 of them sharply hit, 1 just nicely placed on the little pop-up down the left field line. Josh Stowers is the batter, right-handed hitter. Center fielder, guy's got a terrific arm, by the way. Best in the Rangers organization, according to Baseball America's tools survey. There's a swing and a miss. Stowers comes up empty. Josh hitting 302, no home runs, and a couple of runs driven in. Ornelas is at first base. Out at second is Trey Hare. Dameron's pitch, and that is punched into right center field. That is a base hit. And going to wave the runner home. There may be a throw from Devin Foyle. Nope, going to be wide, cut off. RBI single. Riders lead it 2-1. Josh Stowers with an RBI single to right center field. Josh with his 3rd RBI of the season. Ornelas stopping at second base. Sharply hit line drive. So now, the hit total is now 5 hits in 2 1/3 and 4 base hits here in the inning. So Ty really now looking for that exit sign. 2 on and 1 man down and Dustin Harris to face him. You don't want to face this guy at all the way he's swinging the bat, but certainly not with 2 men on. Pitch down and in for ball 1, a ball and no strikes. This is a lefty-lefty matchup. Dameron set, hands at the belt, glance at second, comes to the plate, missed up and in with a fastball, and the count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Dustin Harris at 316 coming in. He's 0-1 now in this ball game. 3-9 with a home run and 3 driven in the series. He has played in two of the first three games, and now again tonight. Breaking pitch, lined into right field, and that will sink, and that will drop for a base hit, and that's good. Oh, they're going to wave the runner home, and the throw comes into second. The run and a relay to get him. He is out. They got him in a relay. Interesting way to get a running home plate, and boy, Jared Gettert, boy, he is really hot, I think, about this call. Let's see. He's hot about something, that is for sure. He's standing next to Ty Dannegger. Boy, he is really angry. So the run is denied at the plate. Jonathan Ornelas is thrown out on the relay. And that'll bring up Blaine Crim. Boy, I don't, just the nature of that argument, maybe it was just a call, and maybe just Jared wanted to say something kind of fast, but boy, quick argument, but he was really angry about something. Base hit for Harris, 2-1, and now two men down on the relay out at the plate. Called strike, Blaine Crim. Harris at first, Stowers is at second. So that is five base hits in this inning. Two runs across, 2-1 riders. Pitch swung on, bounced foul. Jared Gettert, who did such a terrific job with Frisco a year ago, didn't make the playoffs, but that's not because they didn't deserve it. And as his team in first place here, boy, Jared really has not been thrilled with umpiring in this game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. The count goes 1-2. I started to say it was Max Schumann, by the way, on the relay, and I wanted to double-check because I kind of glanced at the runner and took my eyes off who threw the ball. Jeremy Eierman gets the assist, the shortstop. Breaking pitch drops just low. It's 2-2. So 9-6-2 at the plate for the second out of the inning, denying a run. Well, you don't see that very often, the way that unfolded. Two balls, two strikes. This pitch swung on, popped in the air right side, shallow right field. Calabuig out, wind taking it, and boy, over the shoulder is going to be Max Schumann, the second baseman, to make the catch. Second time in this game we've seen the wind affect the ball just a little bit and make a kind of a challenging play. So five base hits in the inning, two runs score, certainly could have been a different scenario in this inning with one out denied at the plate. So we will go to the bottom half of inning number three, and the Riders now have tied and take the lead. Village Car Wash score, Frisco 2, Rockhounds 1.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Frisco takes a 2-1 advantage in this ball game, and another home run. That is their third in only very, very recently. Had two home runs in the top of the ninth last night, and another one here this early evening. That one tied the game, Kellen Strong, and then the RBI by Josh Stowers. But a couple of men left on base, and one run denied at the plate on an unusual 9-6-2 relay to home plate. Throw was really being cut off, but relayed by Eierman in time to get Jonathan Ornelas at the plate, deny the run. Top of the order in the bottom of the third. Max Schumann takes a breaking pitch for a called strike, 0-1 from Cody Bradford. Cody, fastball into the low 90s. Fastball, slider, changeup, his resume. Ground ball sharply hit left side. Max Schumann, boy, that has to feel good. He has struggled in this series, as we mentioned. Top two guys in the order, Max Schumann and Chase Calabuig, both have really had a hard time of it in the series. For Max, with that base hit, he is just now 2 for 13 in the series. Chase reached base his first time, but is still hitless in the series. He's 0 for 10, and those are going to be the guys at the top of the order. One on and nobody down, swinging. Boy, a good cut fouled straight back toward us, and it's 0-1. Chase hit by a pitch his first time up. It's a good indicator of what a start Chase got off to. He's 0 for 10 in this series. It's early in the year, and he's still hitting .327. The 0-1 pitch, and that is sliced foul out of play. Quick 0-2 count to the Hounds first baseman, Zach Geloff, waiting on deck. Left-hander on the mound, which would perhaps curtail any thoughts of trying to steal a base from Max Schumann. We'll see. Max, of course, the burglar. Set by Bradford. Comes to the plate. Ooh, up and in. Did that hit him? Oh, I think it got him on the hand, or is it a foul ball? Let's see. Nope, going to be a foul ball. Well, the last time up, Chase was deemed to have been hit by a pitch, and Jared Gettert argued that significantly, got the umpires to talk it over. This time up and in, but it does hit the bat, not the hand. So just 0-2 to the Rockhounds' first baseman. Chase with a home run and six driven in. Schumann extends the lead by maybe a half step. Set by Bradford. And a throw over to first base. Checks Max back into the bag. Again, tremendous base hitter. One of the top thieves in all of the minor leagues a year ago. Guy at the plate, Chase Calabuig out of San Diego State University. 0-2 count. Pitch from Bradford. Fouled back. Well, he's had a pretty good rip at two or three of the pitches, but has fouled a couple of them away. So still an 0-2 count. Chase, 2.5, or a season and a half with the Rockhounds prior to this one. Interrupted, of course, by 2020. 0-2 pitch, down and away. One ball, two strikes. Scouted and signed by our great friend Anthony Aliotti, one of the really good hitters of, well, really in this franchise's history, and certainly the Rockhounds era, which began in 1999, the Rockhounds A's era. 1-2 pitch, ground ball to short, and that might be two. Have to hurry, step on the bag, throw to first, and in time, 6-3, the double play. That's good hustle by Ornelas because the second baseman, Foscue, was playing Calabuig to pull the ball, so he could not get to the bag at second in time for a throw and a relay. So Ornelas just really kind of hit the gas and got there, stepped on the bag and threw just in time. You get Chase at first base. So the base hit wiped away. And here's Zach Geloff. Takes down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed hitter flew out to shallow right field his first time up. 329 coming into the game. First full pro season for Zach. Played about 35 games a year ago after signing out of Virginia. And the 1-0 pitch. Good breaking ball. Got there. Called strike. One ball and one strike. We're listening to having a conversation with Bobby Crosby yesterday and talking about Zach Geloff. Boy, this guy is impressive. Pitch up and away for a ball, two balls and a strike. As Bobby says, it's as much the mental side as it is just the talent. Already a leader in the clubhouse. And this is a group with a lot of guys back from a year ago. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Well, I bragged him up, and he chased one way off the dish. Two balls and two strikes. Zach, a quick question for home plate umpire Trevor Daniger, and now stands back in. Pitch clock reset. Two balls, two strikes. Base is empty on the double play, and the pitch on the way to Geloff. Down low, ball three. 3-2. And he was telling Bobby and Ed Sprague, who is here doing some evaluation on the A's player development side, he was saying he had a 14-game hit streak but wasn't swinging the bat very well. 3-2 pitch, a line drive in left center field, a base hit. Again, that pitch middle out, and he just yanked it. Very similar to the ball that Jeremy Ironman hit, although Jeremy carried it all the way to the wall. That pitch might have been a little bit wider. And Geloff, a line drive single. So Zach is playing now in his 17th game. He has reached base in all 17, hits in 16 of the 17 games. And here's Devin Foyle, single his first time up. Set the ball down the right field line, tried to stretch it into a double. Oh, that's going to be a balk. Ball is dropped by Bradford, and he was in the set, so a balk. Well, that's three of them in this series. I have noticed two of them. Forgot to tell you about one of them and completely whiffed on the other. The pitch down the middle, that's a called strike to Devin, and it's 0-1. So on box in this series, I'm 1-1-1. One win, one loss, one tie. Well, that was an easy one. Just drop the baseball. Nobody on. That's not a big deal, but with a base runner on, it is. Pitch, breaking ball, down and in. Count one ball and one strike. Cody Bradford, 6'4", 205. Pitched for the Riders last year as well. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch. Good breaking ball. Got there. Strike outside corner at the knees. Boy, really spotted that pitch well. Runner now in scoring position. Single and a balk. Tying run in scoring position. Stretch by Bradford. Pitch drops down low. Two balls, two strikes to Devin. Devin Foyle with a base hit. Lost a modest four-game streak last night, so hits now in five of his last six. Well, a guy who just comes to the yard, get the job done every day. Really impressive a year ago. Again, named team captain late in the season in 2021. Here's the 2-2. Sliced foul straight back out of play. Still a two-ball, two-strike count. So this one, not quite hit that, and I was going to say it right off the top. You just don't have many games like the one we had last night. Had Frisco not done damage in the ninth inning, had that inning been like the others, this game, the last night's game would have been under an hour and 50 minutes. Pitched just outside for a ball, 3-2. Frisco came to the plate an hour and 44 minutes after the first pitch was thrown, and they came to the dish in the top of the ninth, an hour 44 minutes in. Top of the ninth took 16 minutes. Here's a 3-2 stretch. First base open. Pitch to Devin, and he pops one foul straight back out of place. They're really doing some battle here. And I mention that because, again, a couple of deep counts here. Foyle last time had a 3-2 count, fouled two pitches away. He's done the same thing here. So little things like that contribute, of course, to time of game and pace and all that. The pitch by Bradford, and that ball is lined. A soft liner down the line, and that'll tie the ball game. Into right field for the base hit. Strom will make the play. Devin Foyle, 2-for-2, and the game is tied up. So the balk comes up big because clearly run would not have scored from first base on that soft line drive into right field. Devin Foyle, 2-for-2. And the Hounds tie this ball game up, and that's going to bring a visit from Connor Piatto, the new catcher. Jeremy Ironman will be the batter. That was really something last night. I mentioned that pitch count, for example. We had Zach Bingley and I were talking, Zach, the voice of the Rough Riders, and we were talking after the game just about the way the game progressed. It was very, very brisk from the beginning. Not a whole lot. There were a couple of, I think, automatic balls or strikes, but for the most part, the pitchers were working at a really good pace, and we had four or five half innings that were single-digit number of pitches. Doesn't happen very often. Now here's Jeremy, and Ironman takes a high strike. It's 0-1. Took an 0-2 pitch his first time up. Pitch that looked to be middle out and a little bit up, and he just tattooed it into left center field for a double. 2-2 tie, last of the third inning. Foyle the lead. Pitch way up high to Ironman for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Second baseman is Justin Foscue, and he is shading solidly toward the bag at second. Left side of the infield has Jeremy played to pull by a step or two each. One ball, two strikes. Outfield has him to pull as well. Holds up. Did he go? Don't think so. Nope. Two balls and one strike. Did not go. Right-handed hitter. Jeremy Ironman comes from a baseball-playing family. As Jeremy, don't mention that very often, as an Ironman family can play some serious baseball. 2-1 pitch, and that's a little number over toward first base. And making the tag is Blaine Krim, hanging on to it. So three unassisted goes to put out on the third out of the inning, but the Rockhounds get one run. They cash in on three base hits. No errors and one man left on base. Double play started that inning, and that double play turns out to be very big. So we have played three in our Village Car Wash Score of the Ball game. We are brand new. It's the Riders 2 and the Rockhounds 2.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
3 innings are complete. Game summary brought your way by Oxy. And by the way, a huge tip of the cap. We have about 1,000 folks from Oxy in the ballpark tonight. Oxy night here in Rocky Town. So our thanks to our great corporate partners. They do so very much. And thank you to Oxy. Welcome all 1,000 or more of you at a nice pregame ceremony honoring some folks who have served our country in the military. Really nice start to Oxy night here. A 2-2 tie. And this one about as tight as it can get. Each team, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. 2-6-0 for each. And we go to the top half of the 4th inning. Ty Dameron going back to work. And he'll face Justin Foscue to lead it off. First pitch swing, hard hit ball, and that's going to be off the glove of the shortstop, Jeremy Ironman. I would think that'll be a base hit. Sharply hit. Jeremy tried the backhanded, but not much you do. Either spear that and make a really good play, or it's down for a base hit. In this case, it is the latter, so the totals change the moment after we give them to you. Now 2 runs, 7 hits for the Riders in this game. 2-2 tie game, number 4 of a 6-game series. And here is Sandro Fabian. Struck out his first time. Takes just low and away from Dameron. 1 ball and no strikes. Teams play tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, fireworks night. And Sunday in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. Pitch to Fabian. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Tied him up, down and in, 1-1. Justin Foscue with his second base hit of the game. He's on at first. Nobody out. Fabian at the plate. And Kellen Strom, who drilled one out of here his first time, is on deck. Swing and a miss, breaking ball, and Fabian with a big cut. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. Outfielder by trade, designated hitter in this ball game is Sandro Fabian. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2-2. So Ty Dameron now into his 4th inning of work, so 3 innings plus, and again the hit total at 7. 2 ball, 2 strike pitch, a swing and a miss. Nope, foul ball. There it is. It dribbled right out of the glove, in and out of the glove of William Simonite. Have a feeling that ball got Simo a little bit. Trevor Daniger will walk the new baseball out to Ty Dameron and now dust a little bit of dirt off the plate, whether it's needed or not, just to make sure that William's got a chance to catch his breath here. 1 on and nobody down. A 2-2 count, second time to Sandro Fabian. Dameron set, ties pitch, bouncing ball out towards second base. Here's Schumann, backhanded flip to Ironman for 1 on to first. Yes, sir, double play. Diamondback energy, double play number 2 of this game. The other was a strike him out, throw him out. And this one is a 4-6-3. Base hit wiped away. Well, here is Kellen Strom, and I have no sooner told you that he's not hitting for average than he did his, my goodness, did his Babe Ruth impression. Pick the slugger of your choice. Drove the ball out of here to deep right center field. He takes a high strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Kellen hitting 156 coming in. The home run was his first. He takes, and that's called strike two, 0-2. Well, I was about to tell you, he draws a lot of walks, and, of course, now he's down in the count 0-2. 11 walks and 14 strikeouts. Boy, that swing he put on the baseball his last time up was impressive. 0-2 pitch, and that's head out towards second base. A little spinning inside out, one hopper to second base, and there is Max Schumann for the play. So that's as quickly as Frisco has gone in this ball game. No runs on a leadoff single, but that is wiped away on a double play. Coming up, Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. One or two just crazy things happened on this date in minor and Major League Baseball. To the bottom of the fourth, Village Car Wash score. Frisco 2, Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cody Bradford back to the mound for Frisco. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jordan Diaz, William Simonite, and Jake Settleson will face him. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Two of my favorite little bits of trivia that come up on this date every year from NationalPastime.com. I love that website. So many goofy things. So, obviously, great things have happened. Historic things have happened in baseball. And then there are a couple of things that are just... One is just strange. The first one is really, I think, rather remarkable. The other is just goofy, but it's great. Pass them along here and see if you can, you know, how much of a quiz we can do with these. First pitch swing and a pop foul off Jordan Diaz's bat. Blaine Crim all given a look and almost got there. That ball came down to earth just off the tarp, first base side. Blaine made a nice run. Of course, hadn't played a whole bunch of baseball in this ballpark. Made a good run, couldn't quite get there to haul it in. So just a harmless strike to Diaz. Struck out on three pitches his first time, did Jordan. Sends one out towards second base. On the ground ball, Foscue right there, and he'll make the play. One man down. The year doesn't matter, by the way, but in 1950, a guy named Jim Martin is in this neck of the woods. It wasn't the Texas League, but it was the old Class C, the West Texas New Mexico League. And he was playing for the Pampa Oilers, okay? And they're playing at Abilene against the Blue Sox. They were playing at Blue Sox Stadium in Abilene, and Mother Nature intervened. Here's William Simonite swinging and a miss. Fastball by Bradford. It'd been about 91-92, but really good life on that fastball by Bradford. Simonite, an RBI single, his first time up. William takes, that's called strike two, quickly 0-2. A bolt of lightning strikes Pampa catcher Jim Martin. He is struck by lightning. His mask flies 20 feet past the pitcher's mound. Swinging the fly ball, right field. In his tracks, and there to make the play is Strom. Opposite field drive, two men down. And amazing, Jim Martin, minor league catcher, playing for Pampa at Abilene on this date. Yesterday's date, actually. He is knocked unconscious, struck by lightning. His catcher's mask flies 20 feet past the pitcher's mound, according to the reports. Check swing strike to Settleson. 0-1. That was pretty good stuff. Home plate umpire Trevor Daniger did not need any help and no appeal needed on the check swing, so he was pointing at Suttleson, and catcher Piatto is pointing down to first base. They're both pointing, got a strike either way. Here's a line drive down the left field side up the bat of Suttleson. That's a base hit. Jake will make a turn. I think he'll hold it first. Well, a big wide turn. Well, Jake has been struggling a little bit, so that's got to feel nice, base hit. Each team with seven base hits here through the first four innings of the game. Two down in the Rock Counts, fourth for Shane Selman. So tell me, Jim Martin, on this date, I guess it was this date actually, struck by lightning, knocked unconscious, catcher's mask goes flying, according to reports, 20 feet past the pitcher's mound. Pitch to Selman. Boy, tough strike of the knees. That is a perfect pitch. When, if ever, did Jim Martin play again for Pampa? Was it the same season? Was it the next day? Or never? I will tell you, he did survive, by the way. There's a swing and a miss, and Selman chased that one up and away. Jim Martin, by the way, 20 years old at the time. Catcher for Pampa, struck by lightning, knocked unconscious. He played the next day. Are you kidding me? But he did. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three-pitch whiff. So for Shane Selman, boy, it's tough. Anytime, if you're playing at this level, you are accustomed to playing every day and getting a lot of ABs. And Shane is playing in just his ninth ball game. That was just his 29th at bat of the season. And it's a three-pitch strikeout. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Well, that's the ballad of Jim Martin. We will tell you the ballad of the uniforms coming up in a moment. I love this one coming up. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 2, Frisco 2.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Murphy's Law bites me you-know-where as I was slow getting out of that inning. And again, the guy swings at the first pitch. I think of the multiple times I have been slow on the trigger, the guy who leads off the inning has swung at the first pitch about 92% of the time. Trey Hare did just that. Sent a ball back up the middle under the glove of Ty Dameron. Jeremy Ironman ranged behind the bag, made the play, and throws Hare out. So one away and a good play at short. And a fastball strike to Connor Piatto. Again, catcher just joining the club today. Connor, left-handed hitter. So quickly, nobody on. One man down. Top of the fifth inning in a 2-2 tie. Delivery swung on, ground ball. And this, again, is going to be back up the middle. And Schumann makes the play, throws back, across his body, stuck. And the ball got past first baseman Chase Calabuig. Base hit all the way. So good effort there by Schumann. Connor Piatto, who struck out his first time, gets himself a base hit in his second at-bat since joining the Rough Riders. He just joined the club today. Good effort by Schumann. Base hit Piatto. One man on, one man out. And the batter will be the top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas. 7-for-14 in this series is Jonathan. He has walked and singled in this one. Guys having a tremendous series. Pitch to the outside corner. Got there. Good backdoor pitch from Dameron. 0-1 the count. One on and one man down. Riders got two runs in the third inning. Rockhounds took the lead in the second, tied it in the third with single runs. 0-1 pitch. Drops to the dirt. Good block by Simonite. One ball, one strike. On this date, ball game played a long time ago, but again, the year really doesn't matter. The Reds are defeated by the Cubs at Chicago. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Called strike inside corner. Good aggressive fastball by Dameron. But if you'd walked into Wrigley Field, and of course there was no such thing as interleague play then, but you would have sworn to goodness that it must have been an exhibition game, White Sox and Cubs, because those were the uniforms. Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox. Just swing, foul tip, and Simonite hangs on for the out. Boy, that's a tough out. Ornelas has been so good in this series. So two down in the inning and a very tough hitter. He's still 7 for 15 in the series. Strikeout for Dameron. Two down, and here's Josh Storrs. 1 for 2 with an RBI single. That came in the third. He struck out in the first. Cameron's pitch, and this ball hit high in the air to deep left center field. This is high, and this ball is traveling high, deep up, and it is gone. That is out of here. Storrs just turned on it and drilled it high over the left field wall, and that's the high wall in this ballpark. Two-run home run. Boy, and again, the Rough Riders have been knocking the ball out of the ballpark. That is four home runs in their last six innings of this series, and that one comes with a man on. And just that quick, this is a 4-2 ball game. So the scratch single for Piatto pays a dividend as Storrs jumps all over it. First home run for Josh on this season. And it's 4-2 Frisco. Josh had two RBIs coming in. He has three in this game. Fastball by Dameron called strike to Dustin Harris. 0-1 to the left-handed hitter. Field entirely in shadows. Pitch by Ty, low and away for ball and one strike. So it's four runs on nine base hits in 4 2/3. Left-hander with a 1-1 pitch, and this ball hit high in the air to the right side. Fair or foul ball. Let's see, foul territory. Chase Calabuig will glove it. And that wind pushing it around a little bit. Chase makes the play in foul ground. And the inning is over, but not before the Riders go long ball again. Josh Storrs with a two-run home run. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left. Give you the mystery of the uniforms when we come back. Middle of the fifth, Village Car Wash score. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 2.
It's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Rough Riders play long ball again. They lead it 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the fifth, and Max Schumann stands in. First pitch swing, a pitch from Cody Bradford fouled away, 0-1. Max 1-2, struck out in the first and singled in the third. Right-handed hitting second baseman. Note on Bradford here in a moment. 0-1 pitch swing and a miss. Said coming in, Cody was right at a hit per inning. He's a little above that in this game. He's given up 7 hits in 4 innings, but he had walked 8 batters in 11 and 2-thirds. He has not walked a batter, hit one batter, maybe. Early on, pitched down and in for a ball, 1 and 2, but he has really solved the bases on balls issue. Left-hander facing Max Schumann, leading it off in the bottom of the 5th inning, 4-2. Riders on the Stores, 2-run home run. This pitch swung on, high in the air to shallow right. Strom is there. Kellen waits. He's got it for the out. One man down. Bottom half of the 5th inning. 1913. Reds and Cubs, they're still playing now, of course. 100 years later, they're still going at it. But the Cincinnati Reds playing, it was actually not at Wrigley, by the way. It was Westside Park, but they are wearing Chicago White Sox uniforms. Now, why would that be? Here's the breaking pitch down and away. Ball one to Chase Callaway. Chase hit by a pitch, although the writers will tell you they disagreed with that assessment. And he bounced into a double play his last time. Pitch by Bradford. Lifted high in the air. Foul ball. That will, I think, get out of play. Boy, Piatto's not so sure. He's hustling over there, but the ball does get into the seats. What the dickens happened to the Cincinnati Reds uniforms? They didn't have their own uniforms, had to borrow uniforms from the White Sox to play the Cubs at Westside Park. Were they, the uniforms, were they lost by the train company, stolen by who knows who, or C, neither of the above? 0-2 pitch. Right there called. Steve Wright count will, forgive me, be 1-2. One ball, two strikes. I wrote the first pitch down incorrectly. Apologies. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 to Calabwig, left-handed hitter. Lefty-lefty matchup. Stretch in the 1-2 by Bradford. Ground ball, broken bat out towards second base. Nicely handled by Foscue with a barrel. Almost got to the bag at first. Two men down in the fifth. Well, the answer is C, neither of the above. No, the transportation company did not lose the Reds' uniforms. And no, nobody snuck into the locker room and stole them. I love this. The year really doesn't matter, does it? The Cincinnati Reds, the Major League Cincinnati Reds, forgot to pack their uniforms. True story. Here's Zach Geloff. Takes a tough strike, knee high, outside corner. That just got there. That's just a perfect pitch. If that got there, it was perfect. Bradford with the 1-1 to Geloff. Swing and a miss. So he's got two up, two down, and quickly jumps out ahead of Geloff here. So Bradford trying to retire the side in order. Either club for the first time in this game. Last of the fifth, 4-2 Frisco. 0-2 pitch to Geloff, and he popped it foul out of play. Now, I don't care if you're a minor league team. We talked about the old West Texas, New Mexico League, the Texas League, whatever it might be, the National League, American League. How do you go on a road trip and forget to pack your uniforms? 0-2 pitch drops to the dirt. The count is 1-2. The Reds did it. So on this date, the Cincinnati Reds, described as the Chicago White Sox, lost to the Chicago Cubs 7-2 because they forgot to bring their uniforms. 1-2 pitch. Hard hit ball, and that is knocked down to third base by Hare. Hess sets up, throws, not going to get him. And that, I would think, would be a base hit. That ball was smoked. So Zach Geloff is 2-for-4 in this game. Well, that's, again, good AB. That started 0-2. Good effort by Hare at third base. That ball was really hard hit. One on with two men down. Here's Devin Foyle. He's 2-for-2 with an RBI single. Devin, 296 coming into the game, so he will have bumped that average up a little bit north of 300. Again, took a caller last night. Rockhounds were largely just absolutely offensively handcuffed in last night's game. Bud had a chance to win. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Mentioned last night's game right at the top. 1-0 going to the top of the ninth in an hour and 44 minutes. But Frisco with a 6-run top of the ninth. Couple of home runs. Boy, they have just kept knocking the ball out of the ballpark. Two more today. Pitch just down low. Count 2-0 to Devin. 4-2 the score. Devin, a little single that brought Geloff home in the third inning. Zach had singled and went to second on a balk. And then Foyle drove him in with a soft line drive to right field. Swings into the high fly ball. Right center field. Stowers drifting over. Has it in the glove, and the inning is over. Towering fly ball, but not enough to do any damage. And the two-out base hit goes by the boards in this one. So we've played five. We'll give you a game summary here in a couple of moments. Our Village Car Wash score after five. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 2.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Through five innings, Frisco 4, Rockhounds 2 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Game 4 of a six-game series. Riders lead the set 2-1. Rockhounds took the opener on Tuesday afternoon. Riders have won by 5 runs each of the last 2, although last night took a comeback in the ninth to do it. And they lead here 4-2. And again, the long ball has really been the difference in this game. Solo home run, Kellen Strom, and a 2-run home run from Josh Stowers, and that broke the 2-all tie. And we go to the sixth inning, pop-up right side up the bat of Blaine Krim, and Calabwig will haul it in front of the Rockhounds dugout. One pitch, one swing, one ball hit in the air into foul territory, and Calabwig will tuck it away. One down in the sixth. Base hits pretty even. Frisco 4 runs, 9 hits. Rockhounds 2 runs, 8 hits. 2 runs, 8 hits for the Hounds. 4-2 game. Game has been errorless. Here's Justin Foscue. He's 2-for-2. Rolled down the third baseline. That is a fair ball. Boy, the umpire started to say foul and then changed his mind and said fair. And Bobby Crosby is already out of the dugout. Oh, my goodness. And this ball gets into the corner, and that is going to be a triple. And Bobby is going to come out and really be angry here. Boy, and that is just a mistake. Pete Talkington pointed in foul territory, then changed his mind and said fair. Boy, I mean, Zach Geloff, the third baseman, reacted immediately. That will be a triple for Justin Foscue. And, well, to err is human, but my goodness, I mean, Pete pointed foul. And there's just nothing Bobby can do about this, but boy, that is, well, that a clear mistake. Now, whether the ball was fair or foul from our vantage point, impossible to really clearly tell. But it will be deemed a fair ball. It goes down the left field line into the corner. And just that quickly, on their 10th base hit of the game, the Riders have a runner at third with only one down and Sandro Fabian at the plate. So the infield will play in. Well, just an unfortunate miscue from our third base umpire. Called strike here to Fabian, and it's 0-1. Sandro has had a really good series. He's had a tough evening. He has struck out and bounced into a double play. And fielding, pitch, swung on, ground ball. Third base and Geloff right there makes the play. Edge of the grass, throw to first for the out. So two men down in the inning. And now here comes Bobby. So I think that'll be it for Ty Dameron. And Ty really battling in this game. Couple of home runs have hurt him. Josh Stowers with that 2-run home run. Boy, Strom just put a charge into one earlier on. So that'll be it for Ty Dameron. But he goes 5 2/3 in this game. gives up 10 base hits, 4 runs. He is responsible for the runner at third base. He had one base on balls. Ironically enough, it was the first batter of the game. And Ty will strike out 4 in this game. So it's a runner at third. There are 2 men down. We're in the 6th inning, 4-2 Frisco. And the Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. I believe it's Chase Cohen. I would feel better if he would turn and let me make sure. Of course, naturally, he starts to turn. William Simonite steps in front of him. And that is Chase. There we go. Just wanted to get a better look just to make sure. So Chase Cohen, who is pitching out of the bullpen in 2022. Boy, really had a tremendous season. Shortened a bit by injury last year, but Chase Cohen out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Tomorrow, Rockhounds and the Rough Riders, and I will certainly admit freely and without any question at all that the ultimate headliner tomorrow will be the Frisco starting pitcher. But the pitching matchup is about as good as it gets, I would think, anywhere in minor league baseball tomorrow. It'll be Jack Leiter, son of Al Leiter, longtime major league pitcher, and a really good one. And his son is, boy, just an electrically good prospect. Jack's the number one prospect of the Texas Rangers, top anywhere from top 15 to top 25 in all of baseball. And Jack Leiter will make his 4th pro start tomorrow. Colin Palouse will oppose him. Now, Colin is not perhaps, I mean, there are not all that many guys on that level that Jack Leiter is considered to be on. And if you think Texas didn't buy into that, they paid him $7.9 million, second highest draft bonus for a pitcher ever. The only guy to get more money as a signing bonus was Garrett Cole, who got an even $8 million. I don't understand bonuses. And that, by the way, it's not aimed at Jack. Do not get me wrong. I'm just, in general, they haven't thrown a ball in the big leagues yet. But at any rate, Jack Leiter and Colin Palouse tomorrow. Here's Kellen Strom now. Boy, he yanked one out of here his first time up. Swings and fouls this one back. Chase Cohen inheriting a runner at third with 2 men down. 4-2 Frisco with a runner at third. Strom, a home run and a bounce out. Home run carried the better part of 400 feet just right of straightaway center. 0-1 stretch by Cohen. It's from Chase down and away. Good sliding block by William Simonite. Colin Palouse was a prospect just inside the top 30 going into last year. He'd had a good season in 2019, then, of course, 2020. He did some great work personally during the pandemic lost season of 2020. And, boy, he had a terrific season last year, did Colin. Here's the 1-1. Ball sliced foul out of play, 1-2. And he is now anywhere from a top 10 to 15 prospect for the Oakland A's. And Jack Leiter, as we said, we're really anxious to watch him pitch. And, of course, one of those guys who grew up around the game. His dad was a really good pitcher in the big leagues for a long time, so Jack Leiter tomorrow. 1-2. Stretch and pitch by Cohen. Breaking ball, boy, just dropped low. Off-speed pitch that didn't miss by much. 2-2. Chase, a little hesitation in that last delivery. See if he does that again at some point. Comes set, hands drop, settle down to the belt. Here's the stretch, kick and the pitch, and that's up high, ball 3. So a full count, first base open, the runner is at third. Chase making appearance number 6. He's 1-0 with a 2.89 earned run average in relief. Right-hander set, count is full. 3-2 pitch, check swing, he went out on strikes. Is Kellen Strom. So the inning over, and, well, Bobby Crosby probably tell you that might be poetic justice. Don't know, but the leadoff double with a tinge of controversy does not turn into a run. So to the bottom half of the 6th inning we go. in our Village Car Wash score of this ball game. Midway through the sixth, reading the Frisco Rough Riders 4 and the Rock Hounds 2.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Grant Anderson will come on to pitch for Frisco. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cody Bradford, boy, the bases on balls just absolutely went away tonight for Cody. Hit one batter, but again, whether or not he actually hit him, I'm not sure we're sure. Did give up some base hits in this game. Five innings, eight hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, four strikeouts for Cody Bradford. And he had the fairly high walk count coming in, but not one base on balls this evening for the left-hander. So here is Grant Anderson. Is Jeremy Eierman, first pitch, floats over the outside corner for a strike. Grant is a right-hander who drops down in that initial push-off a little bit to the right side, so he comes back and throws from almost behind a right-handed hitter. Check swing, did he go? Yeah, I think he did. Yep, check swing, strike two. Crowd won't like it, but that was enough to get the strike call. One of those guys that had simply put, it has to appear that he's throwing it behind you. So an 0-2 count to Eierman. Jeremy 1-for-2 with a double. Anderson's pitch just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Garrett Anderson, 6 feet, 180 pounds. He is 24 years of age. And a Texan from Beaumont. Here's the 1-2 pitch popped in the air. Shortstop, shallow left. There is Ornelas, and he will make the catch. Pop out to shortstop, one down. In the sixth inning, the batter will be Jordan Diaz. Jordan 0-for-2 in this one. Strikeout and a bounce out to second base. Mentioned the tremendous pitching matchup tomorrow, and oh, by the way, Saturday night, fireworks. Fireworks every Saturday except one. We've got a weekend coming up where we're going to do the fireworks on Friday, but for the most part, Saturday night fireworks pitched down and away for a ball. And if you're looking into the summertime a little bit, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we will have fireworks. I heard that mentioned today, so I thought I'd share it. It's a bouncing ball foul, and the count is one ball, one strike. Jordan Diaz, 236 coming into the game, so that average will have dropped down a little bit. 228 as he comes to the plate here. He will be one of the really interesting guys to watch as this year goes on. Hard hit ball to third, but it's handled by Trey Hare. Throw is in time. Two men down. That was a well-hit ball and nicely handled by Hare. So quickly, two away, and here's William Simonite. The Hounds have eight base hits in this game, but trail it by the score of 4-2. William Simonite, an RBI single in two trips. A couple of base runners thrown out from behind the plate. Swing and a bouncer foul. Count is 0-1. William, product of, well, at least in part, a product of Wake Forest. And when I say he was, and he was drafted out of Wake Forest, but went there as a grad student, swinging a foul back. It's 0-2. Actually played four seasons of college baseball at Cornell. He was an all-Ivy selection three different times. Degree in management is what he was pursuing. Chose Wake Forest over Duke. My dear friend Jamie Richardson just flinched. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down and away. One ball and two strikes. Nobody on. Two men down. Sixth inning. I don't know where he got, when he got the beard working, and of course he had the hair. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swinging a foul out of play. So I was reviewing a little bit of information on him, and one of the photos on the Wake Forest site has a pretty good beard working there. Got the long hair as well. Really bright kid, too. Well, obviously went to an Ivy League school. Yeah, yaha. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bouncer, foul wide at third base. It stays 1-2 to the Rockhounds catcher. Jake Suttleson will be next here in the sixth inning. Suttleson stepping out. Actually, that's not him. That was the left fielder retrieving the foul ball. So now the pitch clock starts to tick again. One ball, two strikes. Simonite waits. Anderson with a pitch just outside for a ball. Off-speed pitch, but it was well away. Two balls, two strikes. Sky darkening a little bit. By this time last night, we were, sneaking up on the ninth inning. Isn't that something? 2-2 pitch, check swing, turned into it. Did he go? Oh, they say he did. Woo. Well, that's interesting. That didn't look much of a check swing. Maybe turn the body through. Don't know. But for the first time in this ballgame, either team will go up and down in order. So Grant Anderson, That was a little preview right there. I'll get to that in just a couple of moments. But Grant Anderson, a 1-2-3 inning, the first of this ballgame. So to the top of the stretch inning we go. The Riders lead it by a couple on a two-run home run by Josh Stowers. Village Car Wash score, Frisco 4, Rockhounds 2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the seventh, evening time settling in here in West Texas. Sky of deepening grayish blue. Love it when we get to nighttime in the ballpark, the Momentum Bank ballpark. The big bright M logo up on top of the scoreboard starts to come out and shine brightly, and it's heading that way this evening. Again, we started this game precisely at 7 o'clock. I actually kind of jotted that down. So we go to the top of the seventh. Here's Trey Hare. First pitch was swing and a miss. He's late getting around on that one. Chase Cohen faced one batter, got through that in the sixth inning. Trey Hare, left-handed hitter. Make sure I have that correctly written on our lineup card. I fear I do not. Correction will be made. 0-1 to count. Shade him up the middle to the Hounds with shortstop Jeremy Ironman. Pitch high and outside for a ball, 1-1. So, clock is about to tick to 8:40. At 8:44 last night, the Frisco Rough Riders came to the plate in the top of the ninth. He's a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul straight back. And a longtime radio friend of mine from the Pacific Northwest checks in every once in a while. Checks up on me. I'm sure I did something silly. But he tuned in about that time and said, wait a minute, ninth inning, would you guys start early? Here's the 1-2. Hard hit ball, right side, got a chance. Under the glove of a diving Max Schumann into right field, a base hit. Well, Trey Hare, 27-year-old, free agent signed by the Texas Rangers, and he has a two-hit ball game. He's 2-for-3, first game back coming off the IL. My buddy and I were talking about the pitch clock because he and I had very similar feelings, and he thought he still does, but I said, look, honestly, it's amazing. It's certainly, well, the clock itself, yeah, but it's the enforcement of it, and it really is working. Amazing. Pitch high for a ball, it's one ball, no strikes. And, of course, last night, now that would have been a crisply played game anyway. But it's tough to deny. I mean, top of the ninth in an hour and 44 minutes. Here's the 1-0 stretch, the pitch by Cohen. That ball looped in the shallow left, and that may get down. Yep, it's going to drop for a little duck snort, base hit. So Connor Piotto, Connor Piotto with his second base hit. Just joined the ball club today as an infield single, and now a little flare in the left. So two on, nobody out. We'll see how the Riders will treat this. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. 1-for-2 with a walk, a single, and a whiff. Guy is really swinging the bat. 7 out of 15 in the series. Flirting with 400. Tries to bunt, drops it down. Chase Cohen will have to come to first. Good sacrifice. That'll go 1-3. Don't see it very often. But Ornelas dropped it down perfectly, so that'll put runners at second and third. One man down. We're getting to be, well, a lost art. I think it's probably been slipping into that territory for a while, but, boy, you just don't see it that often anymore. Now, of course, National League with the DH, you'll see it even less, but a sack bunt there. Second and third for Josh Stowers, who is 2-for-3 and has driven in 3 of the Riders' 4 runs, including a 2-run home run. Breaking pitch. Actually, not just a movement on it, actually. Fastball up, 1 ball, no strikes. Boy, that pitch moved a lot. Josh Stowers came into the game at 3:02. Home run is his first. Infield almost up to the grass all the way around. Swing and a miss. Went after the high fastball at time, and the count goes 1-1. Josh Stowers, bottom of the order, setting the table with singles by the 8 and 9 hitters. Good sack bunt by Ornelas. Second and third. One man down. Pitch to Stowers. Oh, and it hit him. Oh, right in the helmet. And that ball, oh, my goodness. Now, I am not making light of a guy just getting hit in the helmet. Do not get me wrong. That ball off the helmet went way up in the air over the screen, and a guy caught it barehanded, backhanded it. Boy, is Josh okay. Boy, that pitch up and in and got him in the batting helmet. Athletic trainer Ichi Tazukawa will walk to first with him. And, boy, Josh seemed to have shook that off. And Chris Smith is going to come out. Rock Hounds pitching coach going to come out and talk with Chase. And I would guess, you know, they'll probably want to spend a little time with Josh just to make sure that ball got him right in the helmet. So he's hit by a pitch. Bases are loaded. Conversation at the mound. And manager Jared Gettert over there as well to check on his outfielder. Josh looking at the batting helmet. Boy, that's... Can you imagine there was a time they didn't wear them? Boy, I mean, it's amazing. It's much like hockey goalies not wearing a mask. Conversation over at the mound. Bases are now loaded, and oh my goodness, Dustin Harris is at the plate. Harris 1-for-3 in this game. 3 hits last night and basically ripped it each time up. Very good left-handed hitter, as we've mentioned, the former A's farmhand. So the bases are loaded. Chase Cohen comes set. Pitch to Harris. Peaks, swing and a miss. Boy, chased a fastball up, and it's 0-1. I think he really liked the trip to the mound from pitching coach Chris Smith. He's kind of settled things in. Obviously, it was unintentional. He hit Stowers, but he got him in the helmet, and that's scary any way you look at it. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, really challenged him. Fastball up and in. And Harris a swinging strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Breeze right to left. Not quite as strong as the last couple of nights, but in evidence. Bases full, 4-2 riders. Trying to maybe blow it open. Here's the 0-2 pitch up and in. Did it hit him? Oh, my goodness, it did. Dustin Harris hit by a pitch. Maybe got him on the arm. Yeah, he's waggling that right arm a little bit. So, boy, and that's on an 0-2. So for Chase Cohen, well, that is certainly frustrating. Just trying to come in with an 0-2 pitch, and he ends up hitting Harris. So that's a painful RBI for Dustin, his 14th of the season. Bases still loaded. And just one man down in the inning. And the batter is the cleanup hitter, Blaine Krim. First pitch is a foul ball at the plate. 0-1 the count. Krim has bounced to short. That was a good play by both Jeremy Ironman to get there. And a good retrieval of the throw by Chase Cattlebuig. That back in the second. He's popped to second and fouled out to Cattlebuig at first since. Blaine, a home run, 8 driven in on the season. 5-2 Frisco. Bases still full, one man down. Cohen from the stretch. Pitch, breaking ball, fouled toward the Hounds dugout. 0-2 count. And that last hit by a pitch coming on an 0-2 pitch. Chase had challenged Harris on the 0-1 with a fastball in, came back a little bit further in and got him on the arm or maybe the elbow. 0-2 count. Krim waits. Cohen's 0-2 pitch. Punched foul out of play into a deep, dark, almost midnight blue sky now out of play. Count stay 0-2. Riders with a 5-2 lead. This is their 10th road game of the season. They have won 8 of the first 9. Crazy. 0-2 to Krim. Runners their leads. Infield at middle depth. And all the way to the grass at first is Cattlebuig. Pitch to the corner is wide. Count goes 1-2. So Blaine Krim at the plate. Blaine out of Mobile, Alabama. 19th rounder. In 2019 of the Rangers. 1-2 stretch. Cohen ready. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Behind air to center field. That'll be more than deep enough to drive home the run. Boy, still carrying back way back. And all three runners will move up. Boy, that ball really hard hit. And there's a little bit of breeze. I don't know that it kept it in the ballpark, but boy, that forced Devin Foyle almost back to the track. So Krim really hit the dickens out of that ball. That's a sacrifice fly straightaway center field. Easily enough to drive home the run and move up all three runners. So two runs across, a 6-2 game. Second and third with two men down, and that really makes this a pretty big at-bat. Base hit could give the Riders a 6-run lead. And Foskey's 3-for-3, takes just high, ball one. Justin, a single to left center, then was caught trying to steal a base on a strike-him-out, throw-him-out to end the second. Infield single, despite a good effort by Ironman in the fourth. And that triple, the odd one, down the left field line in the sixth. The bats here in the seventh. Fastball to the dirt, and a good stop by William Simonite. That saves a run. Foskey hit the ball basically over the bag. Fair or foul was very tough to tell. Pete Talkington, the third base umpire, initially pointed into foul ground. And I think just watching it unfold, I don't think he intended to, but he pointed that way. There was simply a mistake. Then turned and pointed fair. And, of course, Hounds didn't like that much. Pitch a good fastball outside half of the plate, and the count goes 2-1. 2-1. Now the Riders leading again. Top of the seventh inning, they put two on the board. Bases loaded, hit by a pitch and a sac fly. 2-1. Up high, ball three. Three balls and one strike. Riders, couple of home runs in this ball game. They hit two in the ninth inning last night. Cohen looks in, has his sign. Second and third of the runners. Hope I said that correctly. 3-1 pitch. Nope, outside, ball four, and they are loaded up. Now Chase really struggling more than he has on the year. That's going to be it for Chase Cohen. As Bobby Crosby will come out. So be the bases loaded. Bobby will point to the bullpen. So the base is full. Two men down in the seventh. And boy, if the Hounds are going to hang around in this one, need to find the exit sign in the seventh inning. So Chase will go a combined one inning. Gave up a couple of singles. Trey Hare, a clean single to right field. Then just that little flare, little duck snort by Connor Piatto. Sacrifice bunt by Ornelas, then back-to-back hit batsman. And a sacrifice fly, so a little bit of a mess. Hardest hit ball of the inning certainly was the sacrifice fly. Well, the Hounds will go back to the bullpen here. And Dalton Sawyer, left-hander, will come on to pitch. Give me a little Astound Communications road to the show. Get Dalton's name written in on the scorecard. The left-hander out of the Hounds bullpen, and he will face Sandro Fabian here in a moment. This is just kind of cool. Three guys from, and three really good guys, I might add. Never quite thought of that until I looked at it on paper. Three of them, just three terrific people who all went on to the big leagues from very, very similar time frame in the Angels era. This is our 50th anniversary, and these guys were here in between 1990 and 1992, and really kind of cool. It was at Fenway Park, the Angels and the Red Sox. It's just a little oddity. But in the same game, each Angels outfielder throws out a base runner. And you don't see all three outfielders with an assist very often in the same game. That is a rarity. And the three guys were all franchise alums. Orlando Palmeiro, man, he could hit. Tim Salmon, tremendous person. And Garrett Anderson, just an absolute gentleman. Just three really, really good guys. Called games for all of them. Didn't have a game with Tim here. He departed the year before I got here. He was here in 90 and 91. Orlando and Garrett were both here in 92. Now here's Sandro Fabian, who takes way up high. Dalton Sawyer almost sailed that one to the backstop. So the bases are loaded. Two men are out. Dalton Sawyer, left-handed delivery, down and in. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. Orlando Palmeiro, he'd be a little goofy. But, oh, my goodness, really one of those guys who didn't reach all-star status, but, man, throughout his big league career, he could hit. Here's a 2-0. Bends it in over the inside corner, called strike 2-1. At Tim Salmon's games, his first pro season, 1989, at short A level, with just a terrific person, man of great faith and really good ball player. 2-1 pitch, and that ball yanked foul left field side out of play. We say this about Garrett Anderson all the time. He's just an absolute class act. And when Mike Trout breaks every Angels record there is in the books, and he will, the guy that he will replace ultimately in probably about two-thirds of those significant Angels franchise records will be Garrett Anderson. Here's a 2-2. Oh, way up high, so bases full. Count full. Top of the seventh. Riders have Frankensteined a couple of runs together in this inning. They used the long ball to build a 4-2 lead. They've expanded it to 6-2. And now a 3-2 count pitch. Swing and a miss. And Fabian out on strikes. And Dalton Sawyer got him with a high fastball at 91 miles an hour. And boy, and Sandro had a swing at that. It is from swings like that the cliche "didn't get cheated" came from. So a crazy inning. Two runs, two base hits, two hit by pitch, and a walk, and three men are left on base. Seventh inning stretch time. We'll talk about the whiff when we return. Take me out to the ballgame time. Village Car Wash score. Frisco 6, Rockhounds 2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Well, you strike out 20 guys in a ball game, and as the phrase goes, you the man. It happened for the first time ever on this date. So, who was the first pitcher to strike out 20 batters in a nine-inning big league game, give you four guys, and you can hardly go wrong? Was it Roger Clemens, Steve Carlton, Tom Seaver, or Nolan Ryan? Happened on this date, first MLB pitcher with 20 strikeouts in a nine-inning game. Was it Roger Clemens, the Rocket? Was it Steve Carlton, the lefty? Tom Terrific, Tom Seaver, or the Express, Nolan Ryan? It was the Rocket, Roger Clemens, on this date. As Jake Settleson leads it off, swings, fouls, Grant Anderson's first pitch, straight back. Settleson, Selman, and back to the top of the order for Max Schumann. Did it against a team from my hometown, did it against the Seattle Mariners. A really good game, by the way. Red Sox beat the Mariners 3-1. Pitch, called strike outside corner, just a dart at the knees. Again, Anderson, just for that style, drops down a little bit to the right side. Right-hander looks like he's thrown it behind you. This ground ball to third base, couple of hops. Bobbled, retrieved, throw, in time. Trey Hare bobbled it, but stayed with it. So Settleson bounces out, one away in the seventh. By the way, the other three guys I gave you as possibilities, Steve Carlton, Tom Seaver, and Nolan Ryan, they shared the previous record of 19 strikeouts in a game. 20 strikeouts has been done three times since, and Clemens did it again. Pitch way outside for a ball, 1-0. Batter Shane Selman, couple of strikeouts. Clemens did it 10 years later after becoming the first. It's been done four times, Pitch is... got there. Outside part of the plate, called strike 1-1. Kerry Wood did it in 1998. Randy Johnson in 01. And Max Scherzer in 2016. Swinging a bouncer. Fair ball. Third base. I think fair ball. Nope, they say foul. They say foul ball. Crowd thinks that's a base hit, but that is deemed a foul ball. Crowd will hoot a little bit, but Bobby Crosby is standing right there, and he is not objecting, so you know that's the proper call. One out, nobody on, seventh inning, 6-2 Frisco. Shane Selman hustled down the line, so he'll come back and grab the baseball bat and do it again. Well, he can't go too first. Kerry Wood's career never quite lasted as long and as gloriously as it might have, but he's obviously a good one. And boy, too, Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson, Max Scherzer, of course, still doing it. Here's the 1-2. It's down and away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. 20 strikeouts out of 27 outs. And at the big league level, man, that is something. The Rocket, first guy to do it on this date. 2-2 pitch, bouncing ball, two hops to shortstop. Ornelas is right there, sets up, throws, and got him. So Anderson has come and done a really nice job. Five up, five down for the right-hander. Hounds have, they've had one lead. They've only scored two runs, but they have eight base hits in the ballgame, and Anderson came on in the sixth. Opened that inning in relief, and he is faced and retired five batters. Max Schumann is 1-for-3, and this one, a strikeout and a fly out to right field, sandwiched around a base hit to left. Pitch to Schumann, that'll get there, outside corner, good breaking pitch, 0-1. Max coming into the game, average drop down to 298. He's right at an even 300. Checks his swing. Did he go? Boy, see, he did. No balls and two strikes. I'm messing with you here, Ty Krause, but by the first base umpire, I think that's about three times he's granted an appeal tonight. Must be trying to catch a late movie. Messing with you, Ty. Just messing with you. 0-2 is just down and away. One ball and two strikes. Max Schumann, three home runs, 11 driven in, two of the homers in one game in Wichita. 1-2 pitch. Well, outside for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Max played at Eastern Michigan. He was an All-MAC selection. I think something equally important, or certainly important somewhere in there, All-Academic MAC, two different times. There's a called third strike at the knees, and boy, he clearly didn't like that call. That was about as down and away as we've seen a strike called, but it just got there. So Anderson, Grant Anderson, six up and six down. He has been really good out of the bullpen. A couple of strikeouts for the Riders by the right-hander. So seven innings complete, and boy, these Road Warriors, my goodness, they've been astoundingly good on the road. After seven, Village Car Wash score, Briscoe 6, Rockhounds 2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Just when you think you have the art of doing your own board operator or an engineer, you have it down to a science and you play the wrong one. We've already done the trivia, but it's a gentleman named Randy, by the way, who does those letters for me, and he is terrific. Randy, I just like listening to your voice, man. That's the deal there. Let's make it a game summary instead, shall we? Seven innings in the books. Rough Riders, six runs on a dozen base hits. Boy, even in last night's game, again, that was a 1-0 game going to the ninth inning. The Riders did bust out, as we have been telling you, with six runs in the ninth, but they had 11 base hits in that game. They had 17 two nights ago and 12 hits tonight. Six runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Riders. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for the Hounds. Solo home run, Kellen Strom. And a two-run home run, Josh Stowers, and that is still the one that gave the Riders the lead they still hold. That broke a 2-2 tie in the fifth. So to the top of the eighth we go, and here is Kellen Strom to lead it off. And he takes a high strike from Dalton Sawyer, 0-1. Chase Cohen, numbers will bump up a little bit. One inning, two hits, two runs, both earned, a walk, a strikeout, and two hit by pitch. Delivered to Strom, that's a strike from Sawyer, quickly an 0-2 count. And of course, with the first of those hit by pitch, just glad Josh Stowers okay, got him in the helmet. Sawyer delivers down to the dirt. The count goes 1-2. Bottom third of the order, Kellen Strom, Trey Hare, and Connor Piatto. They've actually really contributed. Strom is at the plate, has a solo home run in three trips. Here's the 1-2. Down and in for a ball. And both Trey Hare and Connor Piatto have two base hits, and each has scored two runs. So of the six runs on the board for Frisco, the bottom third of the order has scored five of them. 2-2 pitch, one just outside from Dalton. Count goes 3-2. Full count leading off this, the top half of the eighth inning. Dalton Sawyer, fifth appearance of the season, 2.84 ERA, delivers, I'll call third strike, and Strom is in disagreement, as was Max Schumann just a couple of moments ago. So, strikeout number two, Sawyer has faced two batters and struck them both out. And the batter will be Trey Hare. Trey, 2 for 3, singled twice and scored twice. Dalton Sawyer, 6 1/3 innings coming in, so he right now has 7 innings in the books, 6 hits, 4 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Left-hander delivers, and that one sails high for a ball, 1-0. Trey Hare, left-handed hitter. With the arrivals of Trey Hare and Connor Piatto, they've doubled the number of left-handed hitters on the roster. Good breaking pitch gets there, heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. We have made the journey fully in tonight. Pitch backs up over the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. I mean, we're in the top of the eighth inning. I mean, this game's moving along just fine, but you just look over your shoulder. Last night, the game was ending. And this, at this very moment, at this point, 24 hours ago. Man, what a finish last night for the Riders. 1-2 pitch, and that drops to the dirt. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, our game summary, tomorrow evening, fireworks will follow the game. We mentioned the outstanding pitching matchup. Jack Leiter, simply put, one of the premier prospects in baseball. We'll get the start for the Rangers affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. Pitch up high, ball 3. Dalton Sawyer has faced 3 batters. He has gone full to each of them. Struck out the first 2. He's 3-2 here to Trey Hare in a lefty-lefty matchup. Full count, Sawyer's pitch. Lined into right field and coming on and making the catch. Actually, is Shane Selman, line drive, and Shane had it in his sights. 2 men down for Connor Piatto. Piatto, a left-handed hitter, as mentioned, brand new to the ball club. Mentioned this for Riders fans in particular, but Matt Watley, the really good defensive catcher, Matt placed on the injured list today, so Piatto has joined the ball club. Stretch and pitch, way high, and back to the screen. 1 ball and 0 strikes. The roster spot Piatto took actually belongs to Dio Arias. He has been reassigned to the Arizona complex. 1-0 pitch, right there, good fastball, called strike. 1-1. So Piatto, who I'm sure will sleep very well tonight, travels in, plays a game, and he's a catcher. Swings and sends a high fly ball to left field, not deep. Suttleson coming on, and he is there, makes the play. So a 1-2-3 inning. Dalton Sawyer, very good job out of the bullpen. It's the first time the Riders have gone in order in this ballgame. So we have a 3-up, 3-down inning in the top half of the eighth. And again, the Riders on top in this ballgame by a 4-spot. So after 7.5, Village Car Wash score, the Rough Riders 6, the Rockhounds 2.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So bring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto-pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Hounds running out of baseball daylight time here tonight as Riders lead it 6-2. Hounds will have 2, 3, and 4 in the order. They will face Sean Chandler. Makes his second appearance of this series, does Sean. And for Grant Anderson, boy, he really kind of put a big old stop on any Rockhounds offense. Hounds had two runs on eight base hits in five innings. Grant Anderson, six up, six down. A couple of strikeouts along the way. Sean Chandler had a kind of a mess of an inning, but did not give up a run when he appeared earlier in this series. Swinging a line drive off the bat of Calabuig to the left, but right into the glove of Dustin Harris. Line drive well hit, but an out. Boy, Chase still looking for his first hit of the series. He is 0 for 13. Here's Zach Gelof, 2 for 3 in this game. Well, this guy is really, really fun to watch. Very impressive. Zach, right-hander hitting third baseman, facing right-hander Sean Chandler. Pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Chandler, in his previous outing in the series, went one inning, had two hits, a walk, a hit batsman, and a strikeout, but did not give up a run, at least of his own. The 1-0 pitch drops down and in. Two balls and no strikes. And he is the second man out of the bullpen. Starter Cody Bradford, still the pitcher of record for the Rough Riders. Chandler's third appearance overall on the season. Delivers down the middle for a called strike, and the count goes 2-1. He has pitched two innings, no runs on a couple of base hits. Right-hander comes set, the 2-1 delivery, and that ball hits sharp to the third, and right into the glove of Trey Hare. He's got it, throw to first for the out. What bullpen has really been good for the Riders. Again, lots of base hits through five for the Rockhounds. And through five innings, they were trailing just 4-2. It's now 6-2, but the Frisco bullpen has just absolutely been terrific. Eight men up and eight down. That's nine overall in a row, now retired by Frisco. Sean, the same hometown as our third base umpire, Pete Talkington, Bellevue, Nebraska. The swing and a miss. Devin Foyle comes up empty. Devin, 2 for 3. Two singles and an RBI, and he's flown out to deep center field. Hit it well his last time, but not enough to do any damage. They play him up the middle a little bit, play him to pull. Delivery just misses. Might have been a bit up. One ball, one strike. So in the last of the eighth, Frisco with a four-run advantage. Doing what they do on the road. They win. Here's the 1-1 check. Swing really fooled him. Got a piece of it. Fouled it at the plate. Count 1-2. So Devin, 2 for 3 in this game. Bumps the average back over 300 to 316. Left-handed hitter pushing that bat back and forth a couple of times. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Chandler way up high. Fastball at 92, sailed on him a little bit. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody on and two out in the eighth inning. Chandler comes set, has the sign from the belt. The 2-2 pitch, sails high, ball three. Full count now. Devin Foyle, left-handed hitter. Two home runs, 11 driven in on the season. Actually 12, including the ribby tonight. 3-2. Foul back. Do it again. He can extend the inning. Jeremy Ironman waiting on deck. The Hounds now down to just four outs remaining in this game. And boy, Frisco sneaking up on the ninth road win in 10 games. Pitched up, down, and in. Ball four. Good patience by Devin. Draws a base on balls. Devin has more walks than strikeouts on the season, has 11 walks against 9 Ks. Jeremy Ironman, he is 1 for 3. The one, though, a really good swing on an 0-2 pitch. He went after a ball. Might have been a little bit up and away, but the other side of that coin might have been closer than he wanted to risk taking, and just lined it for a double into deep left center field. One on, two out in the eighth. 6-2, the Rough Riders on top. Backup pitching a good one, called strike, and it's 0-1. Jeremy out of Missouri State in Springfield, Illinois. Had his share of All-American honors with the Bears. Takes a called strike two, so quickly 0-2. Chandler getting ahead of him. Base runner is Devin Foyle, 0-2 the count. Chandler with a stretch-hand pitch. Shaw swing and a miss, but the ball got away. Jeremy did not run initially. Now he does, and again, he beat it. Yep, safe. And good hustle by Foyle. He comes all the way to third. Strikeout, wild pitch. I don't know if Jeremy realized it right away, but it'll be a strikeout, wild pitch. He just beat the throw, and kudos to Devin Foyle. Boy, Devin just never slowed down, came all the way around to third. So, strikeout, wild pitch, runners at the corners, here's Jordan Diaz. It is not the prettiest way to put runners at the corners. Jared Gettert, by the way, out, and this time he is going to argue with our first base umpire, Ty Krause. That appeared to be a really close call. Well, Jared, it just occurred to me, Jared has a hat trick tonight. He has now had an argument with each of the three umpires. Yeah, not sure what the middle of the three arguments, not sure about it. I think he probably had at least cause to ask on the other two for sure. Now, visit to the mound from pitching coach Jeff Andrews.
VIP Sports Getaway, the official transportation provider of the Rockhounds. Visit VIP Sports Getaway.
Rockhounds will be at Amarillo next week. There are some crazy stretches to this schedule. The Rockhounds, now, the previous visit to Amarillo was a quick three-gamer. There are only two of those all season. Amarillo will come here for three games in the second half. Everything else is six games. And so the Hounds will make their second visit to Amarillo. The Hounds will come home and host Corpus Christi for the second time in the season. And that will be, what, the second week of May. And Corpus, a division rival, does not come back the rest of the year. So, hey, if there's a baseball game at the end of the day, life is good. But, boy, kind of crazy. So the Hounds at Amarillo next week. I need to double-check the Riders' schedule, and I will do that. Frisco, I believe, returning home to Riders Field. I'll get a couple of details from Zach and pass them along for you on MLB TV for folks in the Metroplex. Get back to it. Here's Diaz. Line drive, left field. Is it fair? Is it foul? That is a fair ball into the corner. That's going to score at least one. Maybe going to score two. Going to wave them both in. Well, hello, how are you? Relay throw will not even be not let loose, and that is a two-run double for Jordan Diaz. Well, he was 0 for 3 coming in, but Bobby Crosby had three words about this guy. He can hit. He is young, is Diaz. But, boy, we have seen some flashes. He started very slowly, but he has really come around. Double into the left field corner, drives in two. For right-hander Sean Chandler, boy, those are two frustrating runs, and that's going to be it as Jared Gettert will come out. So it is a 6-4 game. Boy, you never know when a, don't know what you want to call it, a miscue, a walk and then a strikeout and a wild pitch. And so that'll be it for Sean Chandler. Two runs across. We'll see who comes on here. It will be a runner in scoring position, tying run at the plate with two men down. In inning number 8, so Sean Chandler got 2 up, 2 down, and now his evening is over. Gives up one base hit. Now Bobby Crosby going over, and he will talk with our home plate umpire. We'll see what the Rockhounds do here. Bobby looking at the dugout, see, I don't know, perhaps pinch runner. We shall see, but both managers talking with our home plate umpire, so see what the change will be for the Rockhounds. I am guessing a pinch runner for Jordan Diaz, who is the DH in this game. We shall see. Nick Starr will come on to pitch, inheriting a runner in scoring position and facing the potential tying run at the plate. So the Hounds, and they have shown the ability to do this. Getting up off the deck a little bit. I'm going to correct my card on Sean Chandler. Somehow I had him down for two hits. That is named correct. One base hit. Two-run double for Jordan Diaz. And the Rockhounds will indeed get a pinch runner. So Jordan Diaz drives in two more. Rockhounds will be Michael Goldberg, I am guessing. Yep, it is. So Michael Goldberg will pinch run for Jordan Diaz. He would then stay in the game as the designated hitter. Maybe a note or two on Diaz coming up here. So Nick Starr ready to go. William Simonite will face him. He is now the tying run potentially at the dish with a 6-4 game. Takes up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The Hounds take advantage of the walk and then the strikeout on the wild pitch, which would have ended the inning. And again, it was a very close play at first base. Diaz drives home two, a 6-4 game. Pitching away to Simonite, swings and, well, that ball actually got away, goes into the Rockhounds dugout. So Goldberg will come to third base. The count is one ball, make it two balls and no strikes on the wild pitch. 2-0 the count. Jordan Diaz probably thinking, hey, I could have gotten to third on that. Yes, you could have. So 2-0 to Simonite. 6-4 is the score. Two out, bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Simonite line drive, and it's glove in second. Ah, what a play by Foscue. Line shot, and he timed that perfectly. I mean, Simonite loosened the seams on that ball, and Justin Foscue timed his leap perfectly. Run-saving catch, absolute perfection defensively. Slap a little leather, and the inning is over. Rockhounds, two runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Boy, that saves a run. What a catch by Foscue. After eight, Village Car Wash score. Frisco 6, Rockhounds 4.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Jack Weisenberg will come out of the Rockhounds dugout, or the bullpen, I guess out of the dugout, perhaps. As we'll go to the top of the ninth, it is now a two-run game again. So I guess it depends on how you look at it. Maybe the two scratch runs scored in the seventh, they certainly are the difference in terms of the chronology of this game, but also the two-run home run from Josh Storrs, which is providing a difference. So the Hounds and the Rough Riders to the ninth inning. And Weisenberger will face the top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas, Josh Storrs, and Dustin Harris here in the ninth inning. Right-handed hitter is Ornelas. 1-for-2 in this game. Takes a called strike to the knees on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. He has a walk, a single, a strikeout, and a sacrifice bunt. He still bumped that average up a little bit. Swing and a bouncer toward third base, and Geloff, short pop, good play, throws across the body, got him. Boy, and I don't know if Calabrini was on the bag. He may have actually come up and tagged Ornelas, but either way, the out recorded. Well, that's always such a pretty play. Both guys making good plays there, both corner infielders. That was one of those little long hoppers, and you either have to sit back on it. If you do, Ornelas probably beats it out. So Geloff charged it, made the play on the short hop, picked it clean, throws him out, one away. Now Josh Storrs, he's had a good ball game. 2-for-3, he's driven in 3 of the 6 runs. Takes just down and in for ball 1, 1 ball, no strikes. Jordan Diaz, who drove in the two runs a moment ago for the Rockhounds, has now played in 15 games this season, 1-0 pitch, low and away for a ball. It's 2-0. In his first eight games, he was 5-for-32. That's a 156 average. In his last seven, he is now 9-for-27, which is easy. That's a 333 average with five doubles, a homer, and four driven in. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Make it 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, correct count. Again, going to be an interesting kid to watch is Jordan Diaz. Jack Weisenberger set with a 3-0 count. Pitch to Stowers, and now the ball hits a deep right field. That's the short porch bullpen, and it is gone. Line drive home run. Stowers pumps his fist one time as he rounds first base. Opposite field, line drive into the bullpen. And that one, well, that is a short porch home run. Now, other side of the coin, that is a hard hit ball. I mean, he hit it really hard on a line. Probably a double in any ballpark. There might be a couple others, though, in the Texas League where that gets out. But Stowers has a solo home run, and it is now a 6-4, make it a 7-4 game. 7-4 Riders. Stowers, two home runs in the game. He's 3-for-4, you know, on base four. If I remember, he got hit in the helmet his last time. First pitch swing, bouncing ball to first base, and that is what's going to be called a foul ball off the bat of Dustin Harris. Ball just went foul, just wide of the bag about the time that Chase Cattleboy got to it. Well, the ball that Stowers hit probably traveled maybe 300. I don't think it's 225 down the line. Yeah, that would be a short porch. Yeah, that would be a little league short porch. But 325 or so to the fence, so probably 335 feet on a line. And again, Shane Selman could only get to the bullpen fence and just basically watch. Swinging a fly ball to straightaway center, not deep. Coming on is Devin Foyle, and he's got it for the out. So two men down, Dustin Harris retired, 1-for-4 with an RBI in this game. Two men down in the ninth, the lead extending now to 3, and here's Blaine Crim. Crim is 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly, driving in his ninth of the year. So five home runs for the Riders now in their last two games in this series. Stretching pitch by Weisenberger, and a little dribbler up the first base side, and Jack will make the play and just basically runs right into the runner and tags him out. So one unassisted as Blaine Crim is retired, but the line drive solo home run by Josh Stowers puts the Riders on top again by 3. 13 more hits tonight for the Riders. Boy, they have really been swinging the bats in this series. So the Rockhounds down to their last opportunity. We're in the middle of the ninth inning. And our Village Car Wash score of the game now reads the Riders 7, the Rockhounds 4.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Right-hander Nick Starr has been really good for the Rough Riders on the season. Nick making his seventh appearance, has one save and as many chances. Coming into his appearance tonight, he had gone eight innings, given up only four base hits. He's walked three and struck out eight. Whip is 0.88, and the opposition hitting just 143 against him. That being said, it took a brilliant play by Justin Foscue to take a hit away from Simonite a few minutes ago. Pitches outside to Jake Suttleson for ball one. Suttleson, Selman, and Schumann, 8-9-1. Here in the ninth inning, 7-4 the score. Riders three outs away from a ninth win on the road. High fly ball, right center field, not deep. And drifting over and getting there is Strom. So one down in the ninth. Batter will be Shane Selman. Shane, 0-for-3, and I mentioned this earlier. If you're playing Double-A baseball, you are accustomed pretty much since the first day that you set your spikes on a T-ball or Little League field. You're used to being one of the best players, if not the best player on your team, and you're used to being in the lineup every day. Called strike to Shane, it's 0-1. And you get now maybe to this level, and all of a sudden you're Shane, this is just your ninth game out of the first 19 for the Hounds. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Couldn't catch it. 0-2. Good life on that pitch by Starr. Oh, man, it is tough. Get any kind of a groove at the plate. When Shane's gotten a hold of one, he knocked him out of the park. The 0-2 pitch is well inside for a ball. The count is 1-2. And one out in the ninth inning. Nick Starr settles in, has his sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Fastball at 95. Cranked that one up, a swing and a miss. Two down in the inning. So the Hounds down to one out. And Max Schumann will be the batter. Max, 1-for-4. And top of the order has really been largely stymied by Frisco pitching. Schumann and Calabuig, who can really, of course, be so key to getting things going for the Hounds, but they have not been able to do it in this series. Pitch down low for a ball. It's one ball, no strikes. Next star, by the way, out of Conway, Arkansas, home of Central Arkansas University. Once did a football game in Conway. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls and no strikes. I think, what was the city right before? Yeah, was it? Oh, no, Oklahoma. We're in Oklahoma. East Central Oklahoma University, ECU, where are they? And then Conway the next week. Pitch down and away for a ball. It was NAIA football playoffs. Great stuff. It was Central Washington University. A little shout out to my honorary alma mater. Three balls, no strikes to Max. Two down, ninth inning. Pitch got there. Good fastball. Three balls, one strike. I can't remember the name of that town. That's such a, Ada. There we go. Ada, Oklahoma, and Conway, Arkansas. Back-to-back Saturdays. Great stuff. 3-1. Stretch and pitch. Max swings, fouls it off. 3-2. And boy, it is game and set for the Rough Riders, trying to gain no worse than a split of this series. There's still two games remaining. Tomorrow at 7, Sunday at 2. 3-2 to Schumann. Right-hander against right-hander. Starr's pitch. Up high, ball four. So Max will draw the base on balls. Starr with one strikeout and now one walk. Boy, in this ball game, really turning on a couple of plays, or at least the scenario changing. Because remember, the Rockhounds look for the world like they make it a 6-5 game. Foskew with that brilliant catch, robbing William Simon out of an RBI single, and then Stowers with his second home run of the ball game. Fastball is strike to Chase Calabuig. Chase looking for his first hit of the series. Boy, that's a little difficult to fathom. Hit by a pitch to start this game, 0-for-3 since. One on, two out. They play off Schumann. He will take second base. The pitch down and in. So defensive indifference there. It's not a stolen base. Runner in scoring position with two men down. Zach Geloff would be next. Geloff, a guy with pop. But again, there are two down in the inning. The 1-1 to Calabuig. Takes down and in ball two to Chase. Left-handed hitter is the Rockhounds' first baseman. Can play multiple positions. Can Calabuig. Nick Starr trying to end this ball game. 7-4 Frisco. One on, two out. Bottom of the ninth. 2-1 stretch. Pitch by Starr. Inside ball three. Well, I would think Chase will be something. Let's see. Well, it's interesting. Chase Kalibwig pointing out something that got off the berm down the left field line. Good job, Chase. So a little something just inside of something got off the grass berm. So Dustin Harris will retrieve. 3-1, and would have to think that Chase will be really selective here. You want to give Geloff a shot. 3-1 count. Pitch on the way by Starr. It's up high, ball four. So back-to-back walks with two men down. And so here's a guy who is capable, Zach Geloff. Tying run at the plate. Again, you know, it seemed like icing on the cake a few moments ago. We're going to get a mound conference here. But in the eighth inning, Rockhounds had a runner at third, two down, and William Simonite just laced a line drive that Foscue made an absolutely perfect leaping catch on. That saved a run, clearly. Would have been 6-5, and then Stowers with a two-weather with his second home run, solo home run at the top of the ninth inning. So the game really pivoted there, and now it's a three-run game. Tying run to the plate, two out. Geloff takes, strike called, outside corner, 0-1. Zach, 2-for-4, two singles and a run scored. Right-handed hitter. Both guys can run pretty well, especially Schumann. Base runner, swing, foul away, so now it is 0-2. And once again, game ends set. Rockhounds won the opener of this series. Riders have won the last two. 0-2 count. Pitch to Geloff. Swing, ground ball, left side, and that is a base hit into left field. Geloff will drive home a run. And it is 7-5. Claps his hands together to Zach Geloff. Boy, he is really fun to watch. As a pro, he is really young. Geloff brings home Schumann. First and second, 7-5. And, boy, now again you get back, if nothing else, just the catch by Foscue. Even if you still have Stowers' home run, the catch by Foscue, if he doesn't make that catch, it's 7-6 now. And here is Devin Foyle. Takes low and into the shoes. One ball, no strikes. Devin 2-for-3 with a walk. His other out was a long fly ball. His only out. First and second. Two men down. Last of the ninth. 7-5. Stretch and pitch outside, and that is ball two. Nick Starr will take a little breath of West Texas breeze. 2-0 to Devin Foyle. Bottom of the ninth inning. Stretch. Kick and pitch by Starr. That is lined down the right side. It is gloved! Catch made at first base by Krim. Boy, I don't know if that would have been a fair or foul ball, but twice, once in each of the last two innings, and absolutely, that wasn't sensational, but it was doggone good on the catch by Krim, and it ends the game. Boy, a line shot by Foyle. So one run, one hit, no errors, two men left in the last of the ninth inning. And, boy, Nick Starr will get the save, but his first and last outs were absolutely scorched. Foyle ripped it, and, of course, so did Simonite in the eighth inning. Boy, it is sometimes a fine line between, in that case, maybe an RBI double. And I don't know, game-tying double, quite possibly. But nonetheless, certainly an RBI base hit, and instead the ball finds the glove of Blaine Krim, who made a nice play at first base, and he ends it. So the Rough Riders, boy, they love playing baseball out of the suitcase. They are now 9-1 on the road. They are 3-1 in this series. They win it 7-5. To the Rough Riders, gentlemen, one and all, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rough Riders, 7 runs on 13 hits. For the Rockhounds, 5 runs on 10 base hits. And this game, boy, it was errorless and really well played defensively. There were 3 home runs hit in the game. The Riders, who now have 5 home runs in the last 2 games of this series, had all 3 in this one. 2 of them off the bat of Josh Stowers. The first home run of the game, Kellen Strom solo. That was a stunningly impressive swing. When it jumped off the bat, didn't look like it had that much on it, but it got out of the ballpark deep in the power alley. Strom with his first of the season solo. Josh Stowers had a 2-run home run in the 5th inning and a solo home run in the top half of the 9th. And, boy, you look at the last 2 innings of this ball game, 2 catches taking certainly at least 2 runs, if not 3, off the board, and between the 2 catches, Stowers with his second home run. So Josh came in with 2 runs batted in on the season. He had 4 in this game to lead the way for the Rough Riders, his first and second home runs of the season. Cody Bradford gets the wing. He is 2-1. Ty Dameron takes the loss. He is 0-1. And Nick Starr got a whole bunch of help, but he earns the save. That is his second of the season. Ball game played in right about 2:40, I do believe. Not too bad at all. 2:38 official time of the game. Oxy night tonight, thanks to our friends at Oxy who were responsible for about 1/5 of this crowd, 5,171, our paid attendance, another 5,000-plus night. Last night, almost 6,000. Really great stuff. So we thank you so much, and Oxy, a special tip of the cap to you, great corporate partners of the Rockhounds. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of the game, Frisco 7 and the Rockhounds 5.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. 2- and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
For the Frisco Rough Riders, 3 big swings, 2 Frankenstein runs, those could be the difference in the game, and 2 huge catches add up to a 7-5 win. The Riders at one point led 6-2. That seemed like kind of a lopsided score. Really wasn't. Of course, 4 runs, that's still potentially one swing. And the Rockhounds did come back out within 2, and my goodness, had at least 2, and I would think probably, maybe anyway, 3 runs denied by 2 catches. So, boy, this ball game really swung back and forth late. The Riders will fall behind in this game. The Rockhounds get a double by Jeremy Ironman and an RBI single by William Simonite in the second inning for a 1-0 lead. Kellen Strom solo home run, and he really rocketed that ball in the third. That tied it up at 1 apiece. Rockhounds regained the lead in the bottom of the third inning. Base hits from Max Schumann. Actually, that was wiped away in a double play. But then Zach Geloff, a single and a balk. He's at second. Devin Foyle with a soft line drive to right gives the Rockhounds their second lead of the game at 2-1. Kellen Strom will tie it with a solo home run in the third inning. Am I doing that backwards? I am. Forgive me. That gave Frisco the lead. Will you forgive me? I'm sorry. It was 2-1 Frisco, and the Rockhounds equalized the game 2 apiece on the Foyle RBI. So 2-2 after 3 innings. Then one of Josh Stowers, two home runs in the ballgame. A 2-run home run in the 5th will break the tie, made it 4-2. the Riders really Frankenstein runs together in the seventh. They got a solid base hit by Trey Hare, a little flare by Connor Piatto, put two men on with nobody out. Sacrifice bunt, back-to-back hit batsman, and a sacrifice fly, and that made it a 6-2 game. Rockhounds got within 6-4 in the eighth inning, and they got a bit of a break with bases empty, two out. Devin Foyle walked. Jeremy Ironman struck out, but on a wild pitch, he narrowly beat the throw to first to put two men on. And Jordan Diaz drives a double into the left field corner, scores two runs, and made it 6-4. Nick Starr replaces Sean Chandler, and on a 2-0 pitch, William Simonite laces a line drive. Looked like it was bound for the gap in right center field, but no. Justin Foscue, and it's one of those plays, the timing has to be absolute perfection, and it was. Leaps and grabs the scorched line drive. That certainly denied a run. Josh Snowers then follows with a solo home run in the top of the ninth. That made it a 7-4 game. And the Rockhounds will get a run in the ninth inning. Again, bases empty, two out. But they get a walk to Schumann, a walk to Calabwig, an RBI single by Zach Geloff. And with two on, two out, Devin Foyle laces a line drive down the right field line. And Blaine Krim, the first baseman, makes the catch. So he had three huge swings, a couple of Frankenstein runs, and two really big catches. 7-5 the final. The Rough Riders are now 9-1 on the road, 3-1 in this series. The numbers we gave you are correct. They actually came off. The box was finalized very quickly tonight. Riders improved to 13-6. The Rockhounds now under 500. They are 9-10, having dropped three in a row in this homestand. Riders 7-13-0, Rockhounds 5-10-0 on the night. Well, it got interesting down the stretch for this great crowd of better than 5,100, but the Riders win it again, and that final is 7-5. As I told you, tomorrow, well, you can look as far as you want in minor league baseball. You won't find a better pitching matchup. Jack Leiter certainly is the headliner. That's just honest and forthright. One of the top pitching prospects in the game. Guy that Rangers fans perhaps have been waiting for a long time, that absolute top-line number one starter, potentially so. He's a prospect now, but a very, very good one out of Vanderbilt University. He will get the start tomorrow on fireworks night. Colin Palouse has been outstanding. Both guys off to really good starts, too, on the year. Colin, a top 10 to top 15 prospect for the Oakland A's, and he has been just tremendous. Came up for his last three starts of last year with the Rockhounds and has made three starts this season, 2.25 earned run average. So a tremendous pitching matchup. Fireworks will follow the game tomorrow night, and the teams will wrap this thing up with Sunday afternoon baseball at 2 o'clock. For all of us with the Rockhounds, thanks so much for coming on board here on MidlandRockhounds.org and on MILB TV all the way across the country and maybe across the planet. Who knows? Good ball game again tonight. The Riders just continue to love baseball out of the suitcase. 9-1 on the road. Is that ain't legal, is it? Yeah, it is. They are doing it. 7-5 the final for all of us with the Rockhounds. Bob Hard's wishing you a very pleasant rest of the evening. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.